Anthony. Opie and Anthony. Their 100th show in Philadelphia.
ONA Army Philadelphia style.
Congratulations, ONA, you suck!
Hi, this is Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Congratulations to Opie and Anthony on their 100th show in Philly.
Hey, it's Kurt from Philly. I just want to say congratulations to your 100th show, guys. You guys rock. Stinky rules.
This is Wild. How's your yam bag?
Yeah, wow.
Love you, baby. ONA rules!
Congratulations on your 100th show, F.U. Norton.
Yo, ONA, I just want to say I'm down here in Philly, and I know Dickless Dave's a tool, too.
Hey, it's Andy from Philadelphia. Just want to congratulate ONA on our 100th show from Philadelphia. Can't wait to see you guys.
This is Travis Deuce with Days on News. Congratulations to Opie and Anthony on their 100th show in Philadelphia.
Hey, it's Ray from Philly. Just want to congratulate Opie and Anthony on their 100th show in Philly.
Opie and Anthony, number one.
Opie and Anthony.
Good bunch of guys. Make me laugh. I laugh my ass off.
They're awesome. I love them.
Oh, man, I can't live without them, man. They keep me going all day long.
They're sick and demanding.
All right, Opie and, what's your name, Anthony? They f***ing blow.
This is Opie and Anthony's 100th show.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
Ben has already lost his eardrums, man.
Poor Ben. He's like that guy from the Little Rascals that was in the control room and his hat would pop off and his hair would fly out.
Let's put it this way. Rush Limbaugh's not the only one going deaf.
Yeah.
And I just made Ben deaf on top of it.
Well, he's not used to this equipment.
See, we're live from the WISP studios in Philadelphia for our 100th show.
Yes.
They thought it would never last, Anthony.
Who's they? We thought it wouldn't last.
We were hoping it would last.
Yeah.
And here we are in Philly. Really fast, because that was way too funny. Because we're in a foreign studio, and Ben and I have to share the same headphone volume.
Oh, now everyone knows Opie's headphone volume has to be ridiculously loud. It's from years of abusing your eardrums. So Ben doesn't have the hearing problems Opie has.
So there was something in the montage that made me laugh, and it just blew Ben's eardrums apart, man. You all right?
You can't use headphones now, right?
He's ridiculous. He's the worst. You are deaf.
You're going to be like Rush.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right, though.
With my co-host Opie. Hi, Mutt. I'm Anu. I'm fun, old man. Turn the headphones up and down.
All right, so thank you for that. Here we are in Philadelphia. Jim Norton, how are you, my friend?
Very tired.
I got to tell you, right off the bat, we took Amtrak down here from Penn Station.
You guys did. I took a personal limousine. I'm kidding, of course. I drove.
You don't ever travel with Jim Norton.
Why?
He's the guy that... he's embarrassing guy.
Are you?
Yeah, man.
Dude, you would have been mortified. We're on the Amtrak. We're the only ones that aren't business guys. Everyone else, obviously, commuting from New York to Philly for the day. And Norton, every person that walks by, he has a comment. Sir, you dropped something.
Oh, the old gags.
Yeah.
This coffee stinks. This muffin stinks.
Just never happy.
Is this a cattle car? Where's the air? And I'm like, will you shut up?
They had better accommodations on their way to Auschwitz.
And then a lady,
any of those?
A lady's innocently walking by, and Norton goes, well, yeah, she knows I have the HIV, but she's cool with it. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, Norton does this thing where he'll just start talking in the middle of nowhere when someone's walking by him to make people think you're dropping in on the middle of some conversation. So as they get closer, he'll just start and say something like, yeah, the HIV, I don't really care about it, and she's cool with it, so screw it.
That's what he's cool about. Sometimes he goes, yeah, I'm dating this chick, and she has no clue I have HIV.
Oh.
I don't feel like telling her.
And what did the woman do? Just horrified,
they're
right?
Horrified. Yeah. The conductor hated us. Hated us.
Yeah, he wasn't too fun.
He wasn't too happy.
At least, maybe I was annoying, but at least I had the class not to bring my own lunch on. This douche... brings a ShopRite, a white ShopRite bag with a little plastic treat he bought in the diner, and he opens it. He's making a mess of egg whites and some atrocity that tasted like stuffing.
Are you kidding?
It was awful. Yeah.
It was my breakfast, man.
It stunk.
You brought a bag lunch on the train.
A train.
And you almost missed the train.
I had to eat. It's a train trip. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I had to eat. And you brought your little bag lunch in a shopping bag. Some things never change. You didn't have the cement bag?
And Noy went for my new move, which is great. I was really thirsty. I needed some water.
Yeah.
You know, early in the morning, got to rehydrate. And I didn't feel like getting up and getting my own water. And I had a couple of coffee stains on my jeans, so I take Norton's water that he's drinking. I go like this.
Oh, you put your finger in it?
Put my finger in it to wipe out the coffee stain, and he goes, ugh, I'm not going to be drinking that water, I guess.
So why didn't you just pour it on your pants?
Oh, to get your own.
Although I'd say there's more germs on my lips than on your finger.
Yeah, you probably infected your finger with some. You tested positive for anthrax.
How much do you smoke that the bottle of water I was drinking, it felt like it was nicotine water.
Like a chimney.
I hadn't smoked when I was having that water, actually. I bought that in the subway station.
Then we're discussing tumors. He is the worst. He made it interesting. I mean, God, I mean, I looked out the window and went, wow, we're here. I mean, he made it great, but I was mortified.
Norton, we've noticed, is kind of a hypochondriac. Like, you're really like...
He's
like,
worried about this one tumor on his spine.
It's not a tumor, it's just a little bump, and I'm just convinced that I'm cancer.
Because I got a bump on my spine. Is it cancer, do you think? And I'm like, what? I don't know. What am I, a doctor? And he's very worried about it.
Off to the right, actually, on my spine.
And then he goes, do you feel better since you quit smoking? I'm like, yeah, you know, feels kind of better. How long do you think it takes to get cancer from smoking? what the hell am I? Am I a doctor? So I told him, and I go, well, you know, some people, 2 years and they're dead, and other people smoke till they're 80. Right. I don't know what to tell Jim.
It's been so much fun already down here. The staff of WISP, we abuse these people on the air all the time from New York, but I gotta say it, before we start the abuse.
Yeah.
This building is filled with some great people.
They seem to be very happy that we're here.
Yeah, and I've been playing a game with the whole staff. I'm like, have you seen Norton? Have you seen Norton? Why? Oh, we don't want him to get arrested before the show. And then people would go fleeing trying to find Norton because they don't want to piss you and I off.
Right, it happens. Don't let him get arrested or ruin the show.
And they really can throw a shindig of a party here.
Well, we got to start with the tour, first of all.
Oh. Tim Sabian.
Where is Tim? Where is Mr. Slackman?
The illustrious program director here at WYSP. He decided, we all just wanted to go out and walk around Philly a little bit.
Yeah, we came here, we had a cup of coffee, we met the staff, then we're like, hey, let's get a feel for the city.
I'd rather just figure stuff out myself. You know what I mean? If there's a bell with a crack in it, I think I could put my finger on what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Tim decided he's going to put on his sports jacket and walk with his nice slacks with us to these various historical locations around Philadelphia.
Leg-hugging slacks, I might
leg add. All I know is he was distracting. I've never seen so many guys look at another man's ass as much as everyone was looking at Tim Sabian's ass.
Well, he has the form-fitting slacks.
He has awful cheeks.
The guy's wearing these tight 80s hairband tight pants.
We're in the most historical city in the country, and all Norton and I and Ann and everyone else could care about is how ridiculous Tim Sabian looks in slacks.
Everyone's behind him just going, oh my God, look at his ass.
His ass cheeks look like cancerous lima beans.
And he's just walking very happy, very proud to have us in town, showing us things. We're like, we've seen more muscle tone on a veal. It's amazing. But he was wearing those businessman slacks.
And I have this strange feeling that his yam bag hangs a little low.
Because, now do we have to go to the front of the action?
Because he walks in such a way that they're getting in his way as he's trying to walk down the street.
Look, yeah. I wasn't looking quite that or thinking that much about it.
I am proud to admit I was.
Oh, but I think you're right. I think that the yam bag weight apparently has got quite a girthy one. Drags the slacks forward.
Was that what was doing it?
Cupping the cheeks.
And giving him
almost the businessman slack wedgie.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I could see that now. I didn't want to get that deep into it.
Separating those delicious lima beans.
He was our tour director. Yeah. He was Julie the cruise director on our love boat here.
He is so excited we are here. It's hilarious.
Oh, I know. It's hilarious. So we're walking around. The first stop, Opie, the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell.
Which is encased in a big glass building here in Philly. And very well guarded, I must say, by a guy only rivaled by Barney Fife. That I saw. Did you see the cross-eyed guard?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, he had
Franks and beans.
He had a bullet in his gun, though.
Did he?
Yeah, one bullet. Took him directly from airport security. And then Independence Hall.
But he was the worst tour guide. He just pointed at
him. He wouldn't tell us anything. But then Independence Hall. Here is where he pulled his power move. This was his power move. He walks up. There's cops now, and there's barricades all over the place. All the historic landmarks now under tight security. So there's a line of people by the security gate across the street from Independence Hall. Tim Sabian, power play, walks up to the cop, pulls out what I can only believe was his library card or some other power card, and shows it to the cop. All I see, I don't hear anything. I know what's going on. I might as well be a deaf man. I see the cop look at it, make that face like he just smelled a bad fart, and shake his head. Nope, nope.
Here comes Tim.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
So then Tim just turns around and goes, Tim just turns around and goes, that's Independence Hall.
You're looking at my ass? What are you, gang?
You had no idea we were checking on your manly ass.
I have never been with a crowd of guys that were just looking at a man's ass and fascinated by it the whole time.
I'm worried about you guys.
Because you had quite the stride going. Yeah. You know, it was a little brisk, so we had a brisk walk going, and we're all trying to keep up with Tim and your ass in those slacks.
I felt like a camp counselor.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you were bringing the campers with you.
That's all.
Well, we were fascinated by that Sabian ass.
What happened to the tour?
It fell apart.
It was an abbreviated tour. There was lines. Yeah.
What happened with the cop at Independence Hall?
He says, get away, kid.
Yeah, he tried to pull the power move. Then the highlight of the tour for me had to be Ben Franklin's house. We're walking in, and then Tim informs us that Ben Franklin's house burnt down.
Right.
But what they've done is made an outline of a house with cement. They're just, it's like a stick figure house you would draw on a piece of paper.
It's 3D.
Right, it's 3D. It's a stick figure house.
They're talking and about a second floor that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's placed where Ben Franklin's house used to be before it burnt down. And you stand in it and read the slate under you that's engraved with things like, here's where the printing press was. I'm like, this is fantastic,
this is
Tim.
A piece of slate.
This is fantastic. Well worth me turning an ankle on the cobblestone sidewalk.
That tour really stunk.
It was awful, Tim. Your ass was the highlight of the tour.
Yeah!
There was more history there.
I don't know. The tassel shoes are pretty cute, too.
What do you got? You got the professional tassel shoe there?
Yeah. Oh, he does. Those are power shoes.
Country club casual.
Yeah. Those are the shoes an 8-year-old sees under a confessional when he hears, Those are awful tassel shoes with snug slacks, I might add.
Ouch. I'm very bummed that we didn't get the real tour of Philly, because I know what you did. Because we're New York guys, and when we have people visit New York, we go through the motions. Like, here's the Hard Rock Cafe, here's the Empire State Building, don't bother going to the top, it's a horrible view.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to get it over with, but we want to get the feel of Philly. It's not like we're going to be here every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not?
Some of the real, some of the culture stuff.
Not the Liberty Bell. That's the touristy stuff to do. Where's the cool places that Tim Sabian knows about? And where's his slacks to that you could take us to?
Where's the Whack Shack?
The Whack Shack. Any Whack Shacks around?
We're going to one tonight. Yeah,
Philly?
Absolutely.
What time do the bars close here in Philly?
2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
It's a 2 o'clock thing. Boston's got the same problem. Got to fix that, man.
New York cheerleaders after, right?
I heard about cheerleaders, right? It's a gentleman's club.
For young men like us.
I like that with the tight slacks. You know what? We'll be appreciating those slacks when they give you the knee job. We've learned about the gentlemen clubs getting the knee job. Imagine, there's someone with the loose pants going, and then Tim... just all the pleasure in the world with the tight slacks getting that stripper's knee. going.
We can all look over and start vein counting.
We can figure out how old he is by those veins.
Count the rings.
Nice. Oh, God.
Oh, all look, right. Guys, Tim's cut. Ha, 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 ha. Elbow each other.
Want to say hi to everyone that is hanging outside the station right now.
Out
very,
front.
Very cool. I hear we're doing a little ticket giveaway for the road show.
Yes, sir.
We're doing that right after the radio show at the Electric Factory tonight. And they're giving away the last tickets outside the studio today.
Nice. So if you show up outside, you could get yourself some tickets to tonight's festivities.
Right. All right.
Beautiful.
So then what happened? Then we met the staff. And
then we had a little, what I would call, was it a shindig or a wing ding? I'm not sure what it was. We were taken to a huge production facility. Because
it's a TV studio.
Studio A.
Right. Yeah, it's a. CBS's Philly affiliate. That's the same building we're in now.
All I know is before that, not to interrupt you, I sat in someone's anchor chair.
Did you go on the
did
set?
Did you go in there and...
Oh, yeah.
You son of a bitch. I want to check that out myself. I want a picture of the news desk.
I left him a little something for tonight.
Don't say that. The FBI will be on you.
No, nothing like that.
Jesus.
Oh, you fart on his chair?
I got to bring Larry Kane down here to meet you guys.
Yeah?
He's the anchor at Channel 3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A distinguished gentleman.
Very distinguished.
Boy, Tim, that'll keep the ratings up.
Yeah.
We like the local anchor.
Anything else I can do to slow you guys
the
up?
Local CBS News affiliate anchor is always a ratings winner.
Yeah. Who cares about Tim. Chicks? We want Larry Kane. Will he have tight slacks on as well?
Is he your golfing buddy?
In open-toed shoes.
Come at Kmart to the Sabian collection.
What is this?
Hey, that didn't take long. Sam Adams right in front of
is
us.
Is there beer in front? You know something. I know, man. I have Jeremy Coleman trained, but I don't think Tim has seen me drinking on the job.
Dude, trust me.
Is it okay?
When we first walked into the studio to say hi to everyone, this place reeked of pot.
Well, pot's one thing, but you know, I don't know about beer. Might have to keep that under wraps.
They're a little ahead of us here in Philly. I think we could have a beer. The Sabian Collection.
All right, so everyone wants to know about the lunch with the salespeople.
And yeah.
So a big... production facility, big open room, and we get in there. Now, all the joking we did, boy, everything was completely accurate. I got to say.
You know when we were joking about them, and they're probably going to have a little cake, maybe with the wow sticker saying, good. You know, welcome to Philly?
I talked to the lady that put this together, the girl that actually went and got the cake, and I felt so bad.
Tanya,
because,
right?
Yeah, she was saying, she goes, I'm listening, you're describing to a T everything I was doing.
By 7 o'clock last night, everybody was going, F them.
F them. Screw them. As we're joking about this stupid cake, they were really ordering the cake.
A wow cake.
A
with
wow
the yellow
cake.
Icing.
With the yellow icing.
Everything.
Like Norton said.
It was nice of them to do. She should have her head mushed into that cake.
You never saw the enthusiasm of a building just be sucked out. You go,
like everyone's all psyched, and all of a sudden they're listening. It's like, oh, those bastards.
Hey, who has the digital camera? Because we should be taking pictures. Like, you have to take pictures of the wow balloons.
Norton had a question. What's more retarded and stupid? The cake or the balloon? Wow.
The
big yellow balloon.
How big were the wow letters?
Made out of balloons. 10 feet?
Big enough for everyone to see.
Big enough for the children to enjoy.
Big wow in yellow balloons. And
we're going to the children's hospital to donate the balloons later so they can play with them.
All we need now is a magician and some pony rides. We have chips outside and sobies and...
Yeah, so everybody, though, so nice. The food set up. They did a great job taking care of the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, we had a nice lunch.
I felt like Don Corleone. I was sitting there eating my lunch, trying to eat my lunch, and everybody coming over saying how happy they are to have us on board, Tim.
Well, it's nice
great.
To have you guys here. Thanks. Now that you've humiliated everybody and, you know.
Humiliated? No, we definitely appreciated it.
Thank you. It's great to have you guys.
And we met Matt and Huggy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the guys on after us here in Philadelphia.
Yes.
They got us a present, Anthony.
Yeah.
Where is that?
This is great.
I'll get it.
You got to get
it. It's in my office. If somebody can grab it and bring it up.
We got to play some tracks.
Hey, I didn't know it was going to be the Opie and Anthony and Tim Sabian show today.
Ha, 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 Get your Tim Sabian slacks.
Yeah, come to the road show and win the tight slacks.
That would
Jim,
be
take
great.
A look
take
in the front of his slacks. Is he excited we're here?
Yeah. No, but I'll say the right side is getting a bit more attention than the left. The hottest chicks work here. They have gorgeous girls working
yeah,
here.
Yeah, gotta
really
say that.
Impressed me. Oh my
YSP,
God.
YSP, very attractive staff.
Must say.
All right. It's a Ted Knight album. It's oh, yeah. Ted Knight from 1975, and it's an album of him doing songs of the day. You know, just he's supposedly he's singing.
What, do you have the album in front of you?
He's
you
supposed
read
to
all
be singing.
Oh, we're getting it? Okay.
Yeah, because I want to get this. But he talks through the songs.
By the
you
way.
You've got to send someone down again.
Norton also horrified the people at the hotel.
He
was checking in. We're all checking in. And he has to share way too much information with the poor lady behind the counter.
I had my stomach was gurgling from the 83 cups of coffee and disgraceful train food I ate. So, you know, of course, I had to go, as the old expression goes, go drop the Cosby kids off at the pool.
And this is what he says to the lady. She didn't know where to look. She just wanted to disappear.
Oh, my God.
Then he's talking about the porn he's going to order later and maybe the escort and whatever else.
When people were passing by, did you at some point turn to Ben and say, did you take your AZT today?
No, I actually said that on the train. We were waiting for
Opie really
to show
up. He said it really loud,
on.
And I go, who needs the AZT? It makes you look fat.
He's
he pulls
awful.
You in, though, man.
I know.
Because I started, like, when we left Penn Station, I started, like, oh, my God, this is the most embarrassing trip of my life.
You dropped something.
Right. By the end, I'm with him. I'm like, what the hell? Everyone
yeah.
already knows
you gotta
we're
play
in this
along.
Train. So.
But someday you're going to get punched.
I know. Yeah, well, Florentine has never gotten hit, and I'm never going to get hit.
Right.
But I have to mention, we were walking around with a group of fans as well as...
yeah, the yes. fans were following us around. That was cool.
Yeah, well, I think we were all following Tim's ass like lemmings.
Well, we were mesmerized by it.
Yeah, just left cheek, right
I'm worried
cheek.
I'm about you guys.
The damn thing had a mind of its own.
Yeah. I'm
were you really focusing toward the crack area?
Yes.
Dude, right there. Yeah, because there's something going on.
I am proud to admit, yes, I was.
Oddly
I couldn't
delicious.
Figure it out. It was kind of like...
Oddly delicious.
No. Hey, man, he's had an influence on me, but I will not go that far. It was like when you watching an inchworm walk.
Right.
You're like, how is that happening? His legs are moving, and then his ass moves.
Yeah, there was some mechanics going on that we didn't quite understand in your slacks. But it was fascinating to watch during that great tour of
that alone,
you're
my friend,
welcome.
Was worth the
you're
trip
very
to Philadelphia.
Welcome. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And there thank was one Tim. Guy walking with us. I had to mention him. I don't know. He was an obvious. There's always one sociopath that shows up. You get a bunch of like.
Well, we got one in the studio.
No, this was like a baby-faced sociopath who was just walking like right next to us, just looking at our faces going, nice. Hey, remember that thing you did last week? Nice. Wow. Wow.
We were all trying to pawn him off on each other. Like, he said something to me, and I went, well, that's Opie. He's right here. And I would speed up so he'd follow me a little more till he got next to Opie, and then I totally stop, and now he's walking next to Opie.
Ant walked up to me out of nowhere. I'm walking, minding my beeswax. He's like, well, yeah, because I told the guy yesterday. I'm like, wait, trying to get away from that guy? He's like, yeah, he's awful.
He's listening on his walk, man, right outside the studio.
And every time a black gentleman was passed on the street, was it necessary to yell out, hey, Earl! Earl! You know, I didn't get it.
Yeah. All right, we got to take our first break. We're just getting started. It's been a hell of a day. We got
the busload of retards that came
right
up.
Right outside the studio. Rich Fantastic. Moss, I see him. He's not part of the retards.
I know the here. Struggle.
He knows the struggle. We'll get him on the radio next. The retard Laverne and Shirley, we're going to send them outside the studio.
I owe my daughter money, and I'm dodging her.
To talk to the fans of the O&A show here in Philadelphia. He's giving you a look, my friend.
Love Voss.
Might I mention that I do like this place very much?
Well, it's fun, man.
It's great to have you guys here.
It's great to have you guys here.
Don't be fooled. I am absolutely sure it's not like this every day. This
feels, absolutely. Absolutely.
This feels like a rock station.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, our place in New York sucks.
Dude, they got a signed. I was dripping clear stuff. They got a signed photograph of Black Sabbath in the green room.
Well, you'll see.
I've never been more happy.
You know, we're stealing some of the stuff, right?
Whatever you guys want.
I got my eye on a Kurt Cobain thing you got hanging up that I will take.
It's on its
I'm
way.
Warning you right now.
It's on its way.
It's the what, Courtney and Kurt movie poster?
Yeah, the documentary.
Bastard. That would be, that's the pick of every bit of
it's just
stuff
Kurt
around
done.
Here.
No Courtney thing.
I'm gonna have Old Dirty steal that Sabbath thing.
They'll do it.
Old Dirty's here.
Yeah.
They're a little worried. They're already following him around as he's
right.
checking out.
Philly's crime rate just went up again.
He's sizing up a lot of things right now, my friend.
All right, we got to take our first break. Should we go out on the street next with the retarded Laverne and Shirley?
Are they going to be down on the street?
Did you see what they're dressed like?
No, now, I don't want them leaving before I see what they look like.
Hilarious.
Because I hear they've really taken on the whole historical Philly motif. Red, white, and blue. They got some American Pride hats on or something.
United We Stand or something like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Completely making the red, white, and blue unhip.
Yeah, the thing that makes this country lousy.
Yeah.
The retarded Laverne and Shirley.
And then there's some fat chick outside that wants to come up and wow us.
What a shock at one of these events. A fat chick shows up.
You're going to read it. They're probably listening.
Well, they're all going to look around and wondering which one is the fat chick is.
She knows who she is. Are you insane?
She's the only chick. If you're showing your breast with a corn dog in your mouth, you're the one.
Man, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the best show of the week.
Tim,
we have so much to do.
Your balls are showing.
We have also a little bit. Tim didn't know we were recording him in his office when we first came in and.
So what do you think of my tight pants?
Yeah, I remember when you said that.
Can you see every painful detail of my muscular physique?
Really?
What happened?
Tim, unbutton a button, will you?
I'm fine.
Loosen up. You're hanging out with the guys now.
All right.
You gotta loosen up.
Yeah,
loosen up.
Two men just getting to know each other.
Men know what men like.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Is
that wrong?
Do you have a birth defect under there or something that you don't want to show?
I got a blowhole.
Loosen up.
A blowhole.
He does have every button buttoned. Like a Puerto Rican gangbanger. What is that?
He's a professional. Doing his job.
Here, Deanna, I said I would wow them. I'm downstairs. See?
Oh, boy. See?
She's now calling us from her cell phone.
Well, now you gave a name and everything now. Thank you, Opie. You reamed
it. I have no clue.
That's not the chick that's down there. I've seen her. She's cute. Bring her up.
Yeah, okay. Why don't we take our first break?
Let's do that.
They said it would never happen, but here we are, our 100th show in syndication.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
All kidding aside, Tim Sabian, is a huge supporter of the Opie and Anthony show, and we greatly appreciate it.
We appreciate you being here.
We believe. And still do that. You had balls before we even saw them. And you proved it.
All right, we'll be back, man.
Thanks, you guys.
How old are you?
18.
All right, pull your shirt off.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Well.
Opie Ravioli.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW. Bring in your ass back to the greatest city on earth. It's Ramen Fest with New York Forever.
It's Restaurant Week in New York City going on now through Sunday. Check out the list of restaurants participating by logging on to restaurantweek.com.
Nearly 150 of the city's top restaurants are offering discounts on lunch and dinners.
Ooh, is it all you can eat?
Says no restaurant serves all you can eat.
But I'm hungry.
We're Ronin Fest for New York Forever on 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. The show is on the road. We haven't done a show on the road in a while, eh?
No.
It's been about probably a year and a half.
Well, we were forced to do one on the road September 11th, but that wasn't fun.
Nah, that sucked.
This is fun.
Yes, we are doing our 100th show in syndication. The first radio station to pick us up in syndication is WISP, and we're in their studios right now in the middle of Philadelphia. We think. Thank you, Tim. I really wanted the tour today.
Yeah, well, we got the half-ass tour. He didn't seem to take us to the hip places.
No.
Went to the Liberty Bell. All right. Great.
What?
Get.
You got some fans down here, my friend. Psycho Mark in the studio.
Psycho Mark! Yeah.
What are you doing here in Philly?
I don't know. I woke up this morning, someone gave me one of those shots they give B.A. Baracus, and, you know, you just wake up in a different place, and there
Did
I
you
am.
See? They got a Fox affiliate right down the road, right around the corner.
They all know me.
I got my Fox pass. Go Fox yourself.
We took a tour of Philly, and we had a lot of listeners following us, and we passed by the Fox
affiliate down here and a bunch of people.
Go Fox yourself. They know me at Fox, even here. I'm the star.
They are imitating you.
That's rare, huh?
It's so funny how all the rules are out the window when we come to another city. Look. Like, Psycho Mark basically not really allowed in our studio these days.
It's kind of rough.
When he's on our show in New York, it has to be through a phone because there's so many people that want to kill him.
Meanwhile, Ken Stevens runs this station,
dude,
too.
His office is right downstairs.
Dude, should we do that? Wouldn't that be great if we could have a couple have sex in his office here in Philly?
I got my girl with me.
With Psycho Mark overseeing the whole thing.
How pissed would he be?
Play it all over again. Watch Jeremy go running.
That old gag.
So. All right, Mark. Goddamn,
go
Mark.
Gold Dirty's out here with a spliff. We're going to go smoke and camp.
Right. Oh, is he? Gee, right, what a surprise.
Go have fun.
So I predict 3 minutes to some kind of crime.
Yeah. So the core of the Opie and Anthony show, which is obviously Ant and I and Norton and Ben and Stinky and Rick, we took the train.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. Amtrak, you know. And then the rest of the freaks we threw on a bus.
On the freak bus.
The freak bus with Black Earl.
Which must have just been something.
We should bring Earl in here because he was the...
Earl!
I don't know if he was able to see or hear much from the back. Was it? Oh,
what?
Earl?
You even packed your inappropriate belt.
How is that? I had to.
Earl, how was the back seat of the trip?
I didn't ride in the back. I rode in the middle.
In the middle?
Yes.
All right. Is that something you do now just so you don't have to, like, ride in the back?
I refuse to ride in the back.
What, do you?
Yes.
I was just wondering, because a lot of people now I know, a lot of African-American gentlemen like yourself.
Fly to the back.
Dirty
and his crew flew to the back.
Right. They like the back of the bus for me, in school at least, was always the cool place to hang. You could smoke there. You could cop a feel off of some of the girls on the bus. Whatever happened there was at the back of the bus. But now you shun it like it meant something bad.
I
refuse. How was the trip, Earl?
It was like riding with a bus full of 8-year-olds.
Well,
it really was.
Eight-year-old retards, perhaps. I saw the retarded Laverne and Shirley outside.
They didn't stop from the moment we got on the bus until we got off.
Right when I get outside, they start yelling at me.
Hi, how are you? How are you? Hi, Andrew. It's so good to see you. Okay.
And they're dressed all in this red, white, and blue garb. And then Lady Di spills a beer all over the floor and the table. I was disgusted from the first sight of them.
But she'll claim it's the only beer she'll drink today.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
So let's go a rundown, Earl. Who made the retard bus today?
Give us the itinerary.
Jamaican Mike.
Ah.
Jamaican Mike, Old Dirty, PR. Mary, the intern.
Stalker Patty,
Patty.
Hello.
Retarded Laverne Shirley. John Rossi,
okay.
That was pretty much it. We had this huge bus, and there's like 11 people on it.
We're the worst, because we set up Stephen Lynch on the short bus. Because I ain't going on that bus.
Yeah, he drove himself,
he was
man.
Smart.
So he's around here somewhere.
That is nasty, trying to send him on the retard bus. We should have given him all hockey helmets to wear and just bang their heads against the bus windows when they pass by traffic and drool.
That would have been funny.
They just flapped their gums the entire trip.
Now, you recorded some of this, right?
Unbeknownst to them, yes.
Oh, good.
Well, also, I see Psycho Tim in the other studio. Jeff from FoundryMusic.com representing, because Steve is back in New York healing from his major stomach stapling surgery.
Yeah. You know something? He was in the studio the other day when we were talking about his stomach stapling. Do you honestly think he needed that?
No.
I don't think so either.
Maybe 1 ounce of stick-tutiveness would have been nice.
Stick-tutiveness. Yeah.
Our listeners don't know what that word means.
They
sure
do.
They do.
Of course they
There's
do.
There's plenty of fat ones out there. They do know.
He's
going to hit me.
He's going to hit you.
Which Croce is here? Jim or... Oh, no. Jim's dead. Pat Croce's here.
Pat Croce. Yeah.
What? All right. Do you want to bring in the retarded Laverne, Shirley?
No,
I don't want to, but... all right, Earl, give up your mic. You added nothing.
Thanks, Earl.
By the way, while they're working their way in, the Ted Knight album, we'll play some of later.
Yeah.
How about this? Those oldies but goodies. Who put the bump? Yeah. These are all songs that Ted Knight sings on this. Male Chauvinist Pig, Chickaboom. All the songs from the old days, and I can't wait to see hear Ted Knight singing some of these later on. Hey, here, oh my God. Here they are. Now they have catchphrases, and they're using them too much. Yeah, they don't even know how to deal with that.
We don't use them that much.
Hey, talk right into that mic.
You slobber into that one, please.
How you doing, Philadelphia? How are you?
Hey, Philadelphia. Hey, how you doing? Yang Yang Party!
God, shut up.
I swear to God, this is like an SNL bit, but it's the real damn thing.
These two drunken bison we really think they're celebrities.
We are the real thing.
We are. We're drunken bison.
Jim. Well, boy.
We are not drunk. What did you say?
I'm not
again?
Drunk.
He called you drunken bison.
I didn't drink. I didn't have a drink at all.
All right. Can you wear more red, white, and blue, ladies?
Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
Ladies, what made you dress in the spirit of America?
Can you get him out
because
of here?
Because we
wanted
like to. A clown.
Who do you have a problem with?
Psycho Mark. Look at him. That's like a clown.
He is a clown.
You two filthy, stupid whores just going to wriggle up and
who
die.
Who asked you to come here? You are a clown.
You're so retarded.
Go back to work.
Shirley,
go back to the Fox News.
I thought
you had cancer of your...
She always has the comeback that's exactly the same as the
Lady
other one.
Lady Di, can you do your photos later, please? We're doing a radio show.
Yeah,
Lady Di.
What are you doing?
All right, I'm sorry.
She's getting a couple snapshots of the studio.
Next Amtrak train home.
What do you feel? What are you going to do here in Philly?
Hang out, party. We already met some of our friends outside.
Did you talk to some of the fans out there?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
And how were you received by the Opie and Anthony fans?
They were laughing. When we did the VH1 Awards, the Music Awards.
The VH1 Awards.
The MTV Awards. But we did those.
Did anybody accidentally call you Harpo Marx?
No. Anybody ever call you Mr. Clean?
Is an atrocity on your head?
Oh, she got you there.
I did already.
Top job, head.
Wow, she's good.
She got clever with it.
Hey, she's good.
Where did you ladies get the United We Stand hat?
Models,
nice.
Typical, is that so typical?
What else you wearing? You got
gotta go to mouth.
You got the God Bless America t-shirt
you know
on.
And I got the earrings and the shirt.
Why did you buy that? Were they out of United We Overeat hats?
That's fantastic. And you got your bling bling.
You had the red, white, and blue shirt on. I just have a red shirt and blue pants.
I like the red, white, and blue shirt.
You got the red, white, and blue scarf. You got the little red, white, and blue scrunchies around your wrist.
Red socks.
Oh, great.
And I also have
disgusting stink pods.
Blue underwear.
Probably a nice red pad in her purse.
No.
Hey, girl.
Penny.
Any action going on down there where you might need some of that Tampax material or anything?
We're fine.
Oh, that means yes.
Nobody's business.
Marion's riding the cotton pony.
Why is it every time we hang out with you, it's your time of the month, Marion?
No, it's not. I just said it's nobody's business.
You're on the red.
No. Again. No, I'm not.
Again.
But that is patriotic. The red because of the time of the month, the white for the string, and the blue because it's shriveled, cold, and unused.
What is it, your time of the month, Jim?
I think it's his time of the month right now.
Hey, Jim, you look like you're in a time in a month. You probably got red underwear on, or maybe you got brown stains in your underwear.
I swear to God, Marion. You
got me.
You
stump me again.
You bleed like Sonny Corleone at the toll booth.
Yeah, right. Anthony, be nice.
I can't believe it just seems... Because every time you're with us, you're bleeding.
You don't know. No, I'm not.
I could tell by the look on the face and the comment you made that you are having your friend.
It's a normal, natural, beautiful thing
that women go through. Women go through it every month, and it's beautiful.
Why do you ask personal questions?
It's beautiful.
Yours looks like it went 8 rounds with Sugar Ray Robinson.
Your underwear looks like it's went a lot of rounds through the diarrhea bowl.
What? I wanted to get through that one.
Do me a favor. Stand over here.
There's a hierarchy now.
Ooh.
Wow, since when are you the boss, Lady Di? Since when are you the boss?
There's no boss over here.
There ain't no boss.
It's the old rules.
She's had one drink and she spilled it. And she feels bad because she spilled
the beer.
I felt bad that I spilled
it. Lady Di, you know something?
Shut up.
We come here, the people at YSP, very nice, very generous.
And the first thing you do is spill beer on their table and their rug.
I did say I'm sorry.
You got to keep control.
I did say I'm sorry. How are you? How are you?
Hey, Mark, can I ask you a question? Do you do that? Is that why you're doing this? Really, you must do that every night with somebody because you have a habit of doing this.
Yeah, a visual gag comment. That's
well, it was the international sign for the Hummer.
The Hummer.
The Hummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must give them.
Treats. All right. Ladies, well, we've had enough of you. We're going to put you back on the bus now. Hey, actually, Stinky's going to take him outside, right?
Take him outside.
Hey, I think the Philly listeners need to meet the retard of the Vernon Shirley.
Opie, wait until these two hit the stage tonight at our road show, The Electric Factory.
You guys work out a little something for the stage tonight?
Nothing's going to happen. It's going
to
be
nobody told us to.
A little song and dance or something?
Well, that's where you're going to be there, right?
Psycho Mark, why don't you go outside?
What are you doing here? I thought you had a news report to do today.
Oh,
douche,
that's...
Die!
All right,
do you use
we'll
them?
Get
I
you
do.
Later, Psycho Mark.
Hey, jump in a big douche and die.
That's it.
Give me one. Give me one. I'll jump in one when you jump in one.
This is some of the worst rank outs I've ever heard.
Ben can't stay.
It's like the third grade where you're trying to rank out the kid on the playground and he just had nothing. All right, nothing.
Ladies, why don't you follow Stinky outside,
I
okay?
Back, okay, we will.
This is what we want from you. We want you to
I come back with comebacks.
Hold on, shut up! We want you to interview the O&A fans of Philly outside, okay?
We sure will.
I'm all sure.
Right. Want us to do that.
All right, all right.
Anything.
Stinky, set
they're
them up.
They're cool.
Take
they're
them
really
down.
Cool people out there.
And we will soon hear from you, you
see
girls.
You, later.
You guys are going to be the, you know, on-the-street reporters, okay? You
yeah,
talk to the fans of Philly for us.
Very important job now.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
really?
There they go. The retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, that disgraceful hairdo with that hat.
No. The hairdo is nothing. Did you see the sweatpants? The blue sweatpants?
Hey, man, she has a nicer ass than Tim Sabian.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She does. His was far more delicious and tempting.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus, what was that? There was the ass, too.
It's a mini butt.
Mini butt. See, you get the ass, and then in the middle of it is another smaller, tinier ass.
Hey, we got to play the Retard Laverne Shirley song.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's that? We're ugly. We won't shut up, and we're nauseating.
They go. They're heading outside to talk to the O&A fans outside the WYSP studios here in Philadelphia.
Fantastic.
We got to take a break. We'll see what they come up with next. And Pat Croce's here, Anthony.
Very cool.
So we'll be back. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony.
And on the eighth day, God said, "Let there be breasts."
Boobs. Wow.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Broadcasted live from the WYSP studios in Philadelphia.
Yeah, psyched.
Pat Croce in the studio, Anthony.
Pat.
Yo, man, I had to welcome Opie and Anthony to Philadelphia.
Hell yeah.
No, you're in our town, man. Welcome. Congratulations on your 100th show.
I'm a huge fan of Pat Croce. I wish you would run the Knicks. Dead serious, man.
Thank you.
We could use the enthusiasm.
I'll be doing some of their games anyway.
Yeah, you're going to be doing the NBA on CBS,
NBC,
right?
NBC.
Close.
See, whatever. It's all owned by the same guy at this point. Close enough.
Hey, what a party you got out in the hallway here.
Oh, yeah. How about that, huh?
This is nuts.
There's some stuff going on out there that, ooh.
This should be a TV show tonight.
Yeah.
We're trying to get as much video as possible, so.
Freak show. We bring them up from, we import some freaks
from New York. And then we got some, I think, out on the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
And our freaks are going to meet the Philly freaks, and it's going to be a interesting little...
And they'll interbreed maybe tonight after the road show, and who knows what kind of offspring they'll have.
You're not going to be at the road show, right?
No, I can't be at the road show. I got to be. I'm doing a book tour right now, so I got a book signing tonight.
He's got a book out, 110%, Anthony. Mm-hmm.
Give it. That's what you guys give, 110%.
I wanted to read the book so I could sound informed when you came to the studio, but... I got distracted, so.
You know what's great? The book is 110%, and Opie was too lazy to read the book.
No!
You know what happened, Anthony? It's not really you have to give 110%. It's 110 strategies to feeling great every day. Check out number five. This has got to be Opie's.
Number five.
Number five. Just fling it out with the number five.
All right. It has big writing. That's good.
Yeah, you know what?
I like that.
We like the big writing when these books come out.
Have sex.
There you go.
Number five.
I can write a book.
Sex is a release and a restorer. It melts, relaxes, soothes. Yeah.
Oof.
That's nice.
You know what happened? My first book, I Feel Great, was a New York Times bestseller. And then people always say, Pat. And that's the wild one. That's like the Rags to Riches wild book. And they said, Pat, how do you always feel great? I said, well, honestly, I don't, but I think I do. And this book tinkers with your thinking. That's all. It's 110 ways to feel great. You can riffle anywhere, any page.
You could read this in 20 minutes, Pat.
That's it, man. It's cool.
I've never seen writing so big in a book in my life.
Hey, I want to attract the entire market.
All right.
You know, remember, I'm dealing with NBA players all the time.
I
you got to make sure they'll read something
Get
good.
Get that point across quickly.
Now, where's the book signing tonight?
Montgomeryville. Atlantic Bookstore. I don't know what city I'm in.
Montgomeryville, Atlantic Bookstore at 7 o'clock tonight with Pat Croce, right?
Okay. Yeah, but the key is I'm here with you guys.
And you're not running the Sixers anymore, Pat.
No, I'm not. No, gave it a 5-year run. Worst to first.
Right.
Had quite a thrill. I promised 5 years, and with the help of Allen Iverson and Coach Brown and the crew, it was quite remarkable. It was pretty cool here in Philly.
I got to tell you something.
What's that?
You guys would have had the championship. He blew it for you.
Did he
Opie.
Bet? It? Who'd you
he
bet
doesn't
on?
Have to bet. He doesn't have to bet. All he has to do is get on the air. Believe me, this is true. And say, I believe this team will win because of this. And he picked the Sixers. And
if you
he gave
when
his
we
reasons.
First started in Philly, I was so excited. I wanted the Sixers to win.
He's
it
like,
all
this is great. I can't believe this. It's going to be great.
How about
Philly
that first
the
game?
Sixers win.
First game, all right.
Man. And then if we were just one sprained ankle away from winning it all. Shaq just had it go down. One sprained ankle, we had it.
Well, no, you had no chance. I got to tell you, because of the sports curse. Listen how crazy this sports curse is. I hope, I'm going out here. Do we have that clip from last Friday?
Yeah, we have the audio.
Okay.
We brought everything down here to Philly.
Opie has been responsible for the defeats of more teams just by rooting for them. Now, this past Friday...
The latest one. We can't remember the last time I picked a winner, Pat, just, you know, instead of going into all the details.
Mm-hmm. This was last Friday. The Yankees dropped 2 at the stadium. They're going out to play the A's. And Opie makes a prediction
on
that.
Oh, no.
Also, the Islanders, who were 4-0, Opie starts crowing how they're going to beat the Red Wings at their home game, their first home game, which Opie will be at. And this is the clip from that Friday. And we all know what happened after that.
Right. Listen to this. Andy, you're next to the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, what's going on with the sports curse, huh?
The sports curse is over, my friends. Yeah,
it looks that way.
Yankees are losing bad, and the Islanders, if you could believe it, are 4-0.
This can only lead me to believe the Yankees will pull such a miracle rally and win 3 in a row.
Anthony, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to tell you, Yankees will be defeated by the A's?
Oh, my God.
Sports God, you heard that. You heard that. It's a Yankee sweep. Not only are the Islanders 4-0, they're 4-0 on the road.
Right.
Have not played a home game yet. That happens tomorrow, and we're all going down.
With your sports curse, what could happen? I see that big scoreboard at the Nassau Coliseum falling on the team. That's the only thing that could happen
falling on
when they have
player.
Their home opener.
There you go, Pat. So that's what I said Friday. The Islanders end up losing. Not only did they lose, they lost with 9 seconds left in the game, basically.
Yeah.
The Red Wings tied it with 9 seconds left and went on to win the game.
And we all know that history was made by the Yankees. By winning best of five after dropping the first two at home.
Did Tori call you up and congratulate you?
He should have. This guy is the biggest mush when it comes to sports. It's amazing. And he was pulling for the Sixers.
Big time. I showed a lot of enthusiasm. Between those two teams, I wanted the Sixers bad.
Put it this way. I appreciate that, but that curse, man, I didn't know anything about the curse.
It's the curse. Put it this way. You're looking at the Knicks fan. That says enough right there. Hey, put it this way also. Buffalo. What were the years he spent in Buffalo?
The curse involves the Super Bowl. I did radio.
Every sport.
I did radio in Buffalo for 4 years. Guess which 4 years? Swear to God. Then Ant and I, we moved on to Boston. I was there for the Patriots' loss in the Super Bowl. Then we moved back to New York, and, of course, the Giants lost the Super Bowl.
And I'm speechless.
And when we were syndicated first to a lot of cities, the first weekend of football, that started up. Every city that we're in lost.
No way.
It's bad.
Except for one team, but they still didn't cover the spread.
So, the Niners, yeah.
Yeah. So it was just, I'm sorry. I apologize to you on behalf of this program and the sports curse because it cost you the championship.
Pat showed us his leg, too.
Yeah, that is something, man. A motorcycle accident.
Check this out.
Yeah.
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Can we get a picture of that for the website?
Sure, man.
We have enough freaks that would love to see that.
Man. Under the sock.
I'm thinking of getting a tattoo of the world on it, like a little lady holding the world up.
Yeah. That'd be cool. You go, hey, where am I? And you can just pull your leg up.
Explain his leg there.
It looks like somebody put a tennis ball in your sock.
And this looks good right now.
Really?
I mean, this was ugly. It looked like someone stapled a double cheeseburger to my leg.
Now, what happened there?
Well, I was cross-country, going cross-country, touching the Atlantic in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
Going to go to San Diego, touch the Pacific, me and six other bikers.
Sure.
We get out an hour into the trip. It's raining. It's pouring. We pull off under an overpass. I'm the lead bike. I pull over, put our rain gear on, 1 foot in the dismount, take my other leg off. Boom! I have no idea what happens. I'm sitting on my ass in the middle of the rain again, spinning. My motorcycle's down to my right, my boots off to my left. I go to pick it up. I look inside. My foot's still in it. Man, it was bad.
So it was barely.
But I didn't want to punk out and pass out. I'm holding my leg, and my buddy T-Bone and Meat, they're coming up, and, you know, these guys are all tattooed up, and they're going, and these guys are passing out. Like, I'm thinking, what bedside manner is this?
Hey, you could pass out when you're holding your foot.
Man. So five surgeries later, titanium rod, some screws, they transplanted some shoulder muscle, and they did some experimental surgery, and hey, man, I'm back to kicking, back to martial arts, back to running. I'm cool.
What had happened, though? Were you on the bike or somebody?
No, I was standing. I was standing, Norton. And as I'm standing there, a bike lost control, flew past me, and the highway peg cut my leg off.
Oh, man. Cool. The foot peg came out.
That's part of the I Feel Great book. He'd like it. There's a little more gruesomeness because then I'm picking up the bones, think I'm going to need some of these.
You got to pick up your parts. It's like Foghorn Leghorn. Always grabbed his feathers after that.
That's right.
The explosion.
You got to keep these numbered for just such an emergency.
That's exactly
sure,
right.
You pick up your parts, man. Don't pussy out.
that is a sick story, man.
And you're still doing karate and all that now?
Back to it.
He's got the karate tattoos in. He gave the move on Norton. It was great. He pushes him, gave him a little thing, and Norton knows the guy's talented.
Well, Norton said some stupid things the first time we met Mr. Croce.
Not things.
Whatever. Let's not even mention it, but...
I didn't bring it up.
He put the hold on.
Creep on the other side.
He put the move on you.
He showed me a move that would obviously have really took my weak little chin off my head, and I knew. I asked him, you know karate, don't you? And he's like, yeah, because he's a very well-built man.
Were you horrified there for a second, Lincoln? Uh-oh.
It was just like...
Hope he set him up.
Yeah, he did, but I also know, like, you know, he's really rich, so if I live through this...
Good line!
He's always thinking.
You'd have my ownership of the Sixers. There he goes. Norton Sixers.
Are you going to continue your life as a daredevil, too, Mr.
I love
Croce? Any stunts
planned? Nothing planned. Opie, none of mine are.
You got to jump a fountain or something at this point.
Caesars, right?
The bridge climbing thing, they're always dares, whether it was the rappelling or the bungee jumping or climbing the Walt Whitman during the Lakers series. That was those bridge workers.
You're
Pat,
insane.
You got to come up the top of the bridge. I said, no way, man, because I just did a water tower for the Pacer game. I said, no, man. I said, if we make it to the finals, I'll be up there. And you ever remember seeing Tarzan climb that Verrazano bridge and do it?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, that'd be really cool. What they wouldn't let me do up was when I got to the top, I wanted to rappel off. But they wouldn't let me because I didn't have the Coast Guard approval.
And his leg was still healing at the time.
What the hell else do you do? You like rappelling? You do that? You do any rock climbing and stuff?
You know what I did? I've done that.
Yeah.
What I've done in the summertime, I got this chance, the Golden Knights, as the Army's elite parachuting team. They called me the day before. They were doing a sky show down here in Millville. And they said, Pat, we need someone to come with us. I said, sure. Go on it. Put the parachute on. They strap you to this guy. They do all this ritual stuff like a team. There's 12 guys, and they clap hands. They showed you this little 10-second video. Okay, on the plane. Bang. And then 13,000 feet up, and it's
you're
cold
out
up there while you're, you know, the door's wide open, and it's like 40 below. It's like cold.
Thank God your own feces keeps you warm.
You know what I had to say? Anthony, I had to say to him, and I'm hooked onto this guy, Tandem, and I look at him before we jump. I said, now, what if you have a seizure or something? Where do I pull the chute? Where is he? Says, Pat, these are automatic. If you get to 1,800 feet, it'll go automatically. I said, how do you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know for sure?
Really? Who'd you experiment with?
And that's funny. You're asking one of these elite paratroopers if you pass out.
What if it happened? You know, what if he had some kind of seizure or something?
Wow, you got some set of balls. I like that.
No, it's just thrill of life, right? That's what it's all about. Enjoy the day?
I don't know. I kind of like enjoying a few in a row. So I kind of, I'll take it a little easier and stretch it out a little longer. You know what I mean? That's my take on life. But hey, go-getter there. He's a guy that's willing to go out there and see what the world has to offer. I like that.
He's full of life, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to ask you about Michael Jordan coming back.
I love it.
What do you think?
As a fan, I love it. Now, as a commentator for the NBA on NBC, I love it even more.
Yeah, right?
It gives us a thrust. He gives us intensity, energy, excitement, entertainment, competition, everything the NBA is all about. Mm. Here you got Michael Jordan wrapped up in your... Look, he scores 18 points the other day in the first quarter
minutes
and takes a rest. Yeah. I got to take a rest.
Yeah, I've proven enough already.
Now, this guy is... Opie, I know him. I know Michael. This guy works out for 2 hours every morning prior to going to practice. And I talked to his trainer, Tim Grover, his personal trainer. He says he's more committed, Pat, now than after the baseball season when he took his hiatus before.
Yep. I think he's got more to prove. Not to prove, but I think it would be worse for him to come off looking like he hasn't been trying to get into
shape. You're
talking
about someone who's got gonads. This guy's going to go out there. He's got a great record. He left on that perfect picture. Last shot.
We all bought that picture, too. Here it is, Michael Jordan's last shot.
And he's coming back because it's for him. He wants to challenge himself. Hey, I understand. Being the president for the Sixers for 5 years, those first 2 years were painful, awful. You'd like to rip off that Clark Kent jacket, be Superman, Michael Jordan on the court and help him. He can.
He only
this
has
man
a
can.
But he only has a few years left.
But that's all. But
Opie,
I think
years,
in this
right?
time, in this time, he can elevate the play of everyone around him because no one's going to dog it on the court when your boss is playing right next to you.
Yeah.
And he's intense. I mean, if he got Rodman to play, I mean, this guy's intense.
You think Rodman will come back?
No, but I mean, he got him to play when he played with the Bulls.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rodman wants to come back as well.
I think he wants to go to Indiana.
I believe that's right, yeah. With Isaiah, one of his old teammates there.
Rodman.
Oh, yeah, the old tough guys.
Right. I don't think he'd be as committed as Jordan, to tell you the truth, to really...
I think it'll be fun. Not only will he sell out everywhere, sell memorabilia and sell merchandise and fill houses and increase ratings, I just think it's, as a fan, you guys are fans.
Yeah.
I saw that NBA hat. Oh, you got to love to watch him play.
I was explaining to Pat, I couldn't wear my Knicks hat down here. I got killed.
No.
I know we have some fans down here, but, you know, people take their sports very seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be a man. He would wear his 76ers hats in New York.
You know what it is, though? I think
he's got karate moves, Norm. That's the difference, okay? I would cower in the corner.
I think
I'd be like Glenn Close in the Big Chill, in the shower, crying.
I think with the sports curse that the fans here would like it if you came wearing a Knicks hat.
Tell you the truth.
I'll wear my Islanders hat to a Flyers game down here.
And the Islanders
won't
like
that. Who are
you
picking in the World Series, Ope?
No, you know what? We don't even want him touching this.
I'm not allowed to say it on the air.
He wrecks it. He's already said some things that led me to believe, and I'm not making any calls here, that he kind of likes Seattle
for
some of their abilities.
I said you could respect a team like Seattle. They lose their two best players, and look at the year they had. You know, they get rid of Rodriguez and Griffey, and then they...
116 wins.
116 wins.
Enough said. Shut up right there.
I like it.
So you got to respect that from a team.
Absolutely.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
It's like a John Edwards prediction.
Oh, one of those talking to dead people things.
Yeah.
It's very vague. Right.
No, I'm not allowed to say who I want to win the World Series at this point.
I'm
He'll
serious.
Actually
the
have some people from Vegas come and try to kill him if he mentions anything. Right.
Are we set up for the retarded Laverne Shirley outside?
I sure hope so.
Pat, you want to sit in for this?
I'll sit to the side. I'll just watch you guys play. But I appreciate being on the show, and it's great. Once again, welcome to Philly.
Thanks,
and congratulations
man.
On all your success in all your cities, but especially coming to the home of brotherly love.
Yes.
It's right outside your window.
We know. We got the tour earlier.
We got the worst tour. Where would you have taken us in Philly? Because Tim Sabian, who's looking in right now, stinks.
I would take you down to Gino's Cheesesteaks.
Uh-huh.
Through Italian Market.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're Rocky down that way. Probably up to Art Museum
Steps. We didn't even get to see the Rocky Steps.
No.
This is my first time in
Philly.
You
want to up the Art Museum Steps?
Yeah.
We didn't do that. Run up the steps.
Imagine standing behind Tim Sabian with those tight slacks on,
yeah.
Watching him run up like Rocky up the stairs. How
I'd suggest
great
be ahead
would that
of him.
Be? Yeah. Well, no, we would want to be behind him so we could see that Tim Sabian ass in those slacks.
He showed us where Benjamin Franklin's house used to be.
Oh, I didn't get that tour.
He hasn't even seen that.
I know, because that's the...
We get crap.
You don't go there if you live here.
No, it's not.
We wanted the tour, though. We want to see where Rocky ran and stuff.
We got to get him to run up those stairs with those pants on.
He's wearing the tightest slacks.
Pat, you don't wear the slacks, do you?
No,
he's very dressed.
Yeah, he's very dressed, very nice there, very professional. I like it.
I can come as a ragamuffin, or this is it. This is my suit. This is as suity as they get.
That's good, though. It's very nice. Were you one of those guys around the house, though, T-shirt and stuff?
Oh, no, I'm a T-shirt, back? Dungarees, and
there
leather
go,
jacket
right.
guy.
Yeah.
You hear that? Hanging. Hear that, Tim?
Yeah, he put a
thumbs up.
He's cool.
Look at him.
He's so cool, isn't he, Jim?
Yeah. Probably watches Top Gun and goes, yeah.
Go ahead, Norton. Fire it up, man.
You gotta love it. I don't want to upset you, sir.
No, don't worry. We're buddies right now.
I like you. This right. man could really savagely beat me.
Of course he could.
Of course he can.
Oh, look at that. There's some moves on him. You just crapped yourself, didn't you?
No, because I knew he wasn't going to hurt
He did some
me.
Kind of weird karate shadow move, and you just lost it.
You just see the potential for a lot of hurt.
Right.
Norton, I saw some of the girls in the sales department that could kick your ass, so it's not even,
really
it's
pretty.
Not saying much.
Who are you?
Ah.
There you go.
That's cool.
It's just like our own station in New York. They just let anyone in.
Anyone can come in. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
In the building. Okay. Huge fan of Pat's?
Thank God Pat knows karate moves.
Are you going to his book signing tonight?
I have to work.
Where is that again, Mr. Croce?
Cool, man.
It's Montgomery.
Montgomery.
No, it's Pat Croce, 110%. Where is the book signing there?
It is in Montgomeryville. It's right. Atlantic Bookstore here.
At 7
we'll
o'clock
be
tonight?
We're touring all over the place, but yeah, thanks. No, man, you don't got to deal with that. You got a bunch of stuff to deal with your show.
That's all right. We're just hanging.
Yeah.
You want to check in with the retard Laverne Shirley real fast?
Not really, but I believe we're obligated. Oh, bringing the sound.
Hello,
up.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh. All right, in case you're just checking in, we sent Marion and Lady Di, the retarded Laverne Shirley, outside the WYSB studios.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of listeners just hanging outside. And Marion. Marion.
Hi, Opie. Hi, Anthony. How you doing?
Hello. Hello,
right. You. Marion, we want you to talk to some of the listeners out there.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think?
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm for Fairless Hills, PA, and I want to say hi to Matt. He can't come here today. He's working. He's a ranger at Fairless Hills Parks and Recreation.
I want to know what brings you to the station.
Opie and Anthony. Who else? Yin-Yang
Party. Oh, no. Yeah, they got them all saying it.
Okay.
They got them saying it.
What do you Okay. What's your name?
Bryce.
Okay, what brings you to WYSP?
To see all the drunks, it's incredible. And Melissa, of course.
Okay, and another reason why you're here?
Oh, Open Anthony, of course.
Okay, yay!
Oh.
See, Open Anthony, they love you. They love you, people.
She hates us.
Why would they do? All right, next.
Oh, I don't know why, but they do.
Well, I love you, too.
Marion, this stinks. Ask
yeah,
them
Marion.
My name's Jimmy. Yo, I'm out here freezing my ass off. I want some tickets.
Yeah! Are we giving out some tickets to the road show?
And why are
I
you
think
standing
so.
Out here freezing?
I want tickets to the road show to see Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony!
They are the worst interviewers.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm Tom.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I'm from South Philly.
Okay, what brings you to WYSB?
Opie and Anthony!
This is great. We'll get to meet everybody.
That's great.
What do you think of this show. It's a great show. Jim Norton's the man.
All right. It's just a drunken mess outside with the retired Laverne and Shirley. So
you see some of the guys out there. They're drinking what seems to be some type of punch. they just each got these big 1 liter bottles full of this punch, I guess it is, and it seems to make them happy that they have it and they're drinking it.
Well, yes. we got more tickets that we're giving away in a little while right outside the studios for the Electric Factory show we're doing tonight right after the radio show. So Speaking of which, Days of New, they're going to be performing at the show tonight, the road show. Travis Meeks is here, and we're going to talk to him next, I guess.
Cool.
And then, Pat, thank you. I don't know if you're hanging. We'd love to have you hanging, but if you have to go, that's cool.
Thanks, Opie, Anthony. Norton, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You guys are
cool. Thanks, Pat.
Pleasure.
Pat Croce is the man. We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Wednesday. Off the hook, yo.
Opie and Anthony.
All right, we're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Oi.
Doing our 100th show, excuse me, from Philadelphia, Anthony.
Yes.
We're at the WYSP studios. There's so many people outside the studio, inside the studio, outside. I got to say something. Pat Croce is an unbelievable guy. I've been a big fan of his for a while and knows that I'm a basketball freak.
Huge.
It's my favorite sport. Played it growing up. It was my first love. I thought I was going to be in the NBA. Blah, blah, blah. Wasn't tall enough. So I casually went to, Pat. He goes, hey, Olf, anytime you want to come down to Philly for a game, you know, no problem. Here's my, you know, personal info. I go, well, I'd like to see the Knicks. But then I'm thinking in my head, wait a minute, it's Pat Croce. He's got some pull. I go,
sure.
Hey, how about the Sixers and the Wizards?
Jordan play.
Jordan's return to Philly.
Yeah.
Goes, no problem. Not only will I get you seats.
With him.
I'll sit next to him. We're going to the locker room after the game to meet him. I almost passed out.
That's pretty huge.
The only thing I can relate it to, Norton wants to meet Ozzy Osbourne really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Drink out of his mule is more accurate.
Well, see, that's where the similarity would probably stop. See, I don't need to drink out of Michael Jordan's mule. I would enjoy just a quick little photo op with Mr.
Respect.
Jordan.
I do it out of respect.
Mule. Twisted bastard.
All right, we got to move on with the show. In the studio, we haven't talked to him in a while. It's Travis Meeks of Days of the New.
Right.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I don't know if that mic's working.
Is it not working? Work.
Hello.
There we go.
Do you hear me?
Now we got you.
Now we
one,
hear
two.
You.
It was my fault, Travis. I didn't have your mic button.
Yeah, it's new buttons here.
So we talk to Travis every once in a while, you know, on the phone and stuff. We haven't seen him live since our Boston days, Ant.
Right. We were back up there.
We used to buy Travis beers.
Well, you were too young to drink, right? Legally.
That's what you say, but I'm sure when you was my age,
I'm sure
the same thing, right?
I'm sure you can get beers on your own, but we were in a club that was a little strict, and you're like, hey, dude, you know, we're playing your show. Can you get us some brews?
So we officially know that this is the Opie and Anthony 100th anniversary show, right?
Well,
With
Days of the New.
With Days of the New. Not Days of the New with Opie and Anthony. Okay? Some people's been, you know, saying that stuff, you know.
I think you should get top billing, my friend.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Sure. You're saying that now.
What? We're the warm-up. We're the warm-up act tonight.
Right.
You guys are closing the show.
Who's the white, fleshy chick outside? I kept staring at her boobs.
That's Ann's girlfriend.
Oh, no, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Man.
I like him, too.
That's cool. Hey, that's nice.
Hey, Norton's grandma. Hey, Norton, you got to turn your mic around.
Oh, I do that a lot.
Look,
is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Stupid.
All right. Well,
so I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead, Travis.
So who busts each other's balls most?
Oh, it gets just ugly.
It goes back and forth.
Do you ever argue on the air?
No.
Do you ever get mad at each other?
No. Yeah, not on the air.
Do you have sexual relations with each other?
No.
It doesn't happen.
Recently? No.
No.
So that's in the past. You're over there.
Yeah, we went to therapy and everything's okay
it's
now.
It was called experimenting.
It's not gay if you suck then giggle. So
it's not gay if your eyes are closed.
So you are going to buy me a beer now that I'm 22, right?
There's plenty of beer right outside.
Yeah,
you don't even have to buy it.
I can't drink
it
now. I got to play like tonight before the show. A couple beers.
Yeah.
I got to rock the show for you guys.
Hell yeah, we're looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, you got your equipment. Who are the guys, man?
This is Ray Rizzo.
What's up, Ray?
He plays drums.
All right.
This is Chuck Mingus right here.
Hey, Chuck.
He's on that Batman-looking guitar right here. And check out this big daddy.
Wow. Oh,
acoustic bass.
Look at that thing.
Awesome. And he's playing
the bass.
Cool.
You want to play a couple tunes for us
today?
We want
to play a couple tunes for you, but here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Is, like, say we start off with something like Touch, Bill, and Stan. And then we go to, like, a commercial, pay some bills.
Okay.
And
or we'll just talk while you, like, tune your guitars, right?
We'll have coffee. We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. I did. I dropped my pick.
Oh.
I did that live on the air, and I stopped. I said, excuse me for a moment.
It doesn't matter.
You are the one to abuse. Came back.
We're a very sloppy radio show, so it doesn't matter. Just okay. Play and then tune your guitars.
They're still setting up mics for me right now.
And we'll bring in some of the other freaks. We still got to talk to, like, Stalker Patty and Jamaican Mike and the rest of the gang we brought from New York for today's festivities. So.
Awesome.
Patty. All right. I think Travis is just about ready, Anthony.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good.
It's Days of the New.
All right, this is a song called Touch, Feel, and Stand. That Family Found a Reason song.
Right.
Uh-oh, it's limping. The mic is going limp.
Hey, look at that. It started
keep it erect.
Sagging on you.
Viagra, baby.
Quick, Norton, lick it.
There you go.
come on. Days of the New Touch, Feel, and Stand.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
Voice a little rough. I've been on the road now for about 3 weeks, kicking some major ass. And
you're gonna kick ass tonight at the Electric
This show
Factory.
To me is important.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really happy to be here. I'm hoping that we can bust each other's balls this evening. And
no problem with that, you know, man.
Have a little fun.
It's gonna be fun, man.
But I won't start drinking until later on.
All right.
You know.
Why? That's when it gets interesting, when you get drunk.
Well, I don't get drunk.
No?
4 beers. That's all I'm allowed.
That's all
you're allowed? Why?
Yeah. Gotta stay professional, man.
Was that always the policy?
Wait, as soon as you said that.
Because usually that's a learned thing.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. We're not Aerosmith, though.
But as soon as you said 4 beers is all I'm allowed, your own guys started laughing openly at you. Like who is he kidding?
What has happened in the past?
Yeah,
and any stories of why it's 4 beers a night now? one of those stories.
I thought we'd tune up for another song, you
bull. Yeah, we can do that. All right.
Hell yeah.
They're going to tune up for another song, Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't introduced Starker Patty to anyone down here in Philly.
Where's Patty?
We might want
to go grab Starker Patty.
Here, pull that mic around so she doesn't scare the band.
And by the way, can I comment that Steve, I think your name is the road manager for, and probably the toughest looking human being I've ever seen. He's a frightening guy.
If you had to, who would you fight, Steve or Pat Croce?
Pat Croce's a wimp. I know Pat Croce personally. He's a wimp.
I would fight whoever was packing less because they could both hold me down and put it in.
I heard he has a small one, so I know he's packing less.
So I would fight him then because it would hurt less.
His tattoos look pretty scary, too.
He's a scary dude.
Pat only has a little rose on his arm or something like that, so he's a little sissy side.
All right. Hey, Stalker Patty's behind you.
Hi there. Hey, it's Patty.
Hey, Patty, get on the mic. Oh,
there you go. Patty. She's going to have a problem. It's the other way. There we go.
Patty, are you enjoying Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here.
So you're having fun? You meet some of the listeners downstairs?
Yeah.
How was the bus trip?
Pleasant. Yeah.
Pleasant.
I looked out the window and looked at my Avon book.
Avon?
You brought an Avon book for the ride?
Well, yeah, because Virginia's my Avon lady.
Oh, my God. That's like the Pope looking at abortion today. No, he ain't going to use it. Avon?
Yeah, I wear
Avon.
What
the hell do you get? You get some Avon products there, Patty?
Yeah.
What do you got? Are you wearing some?
Avon,
I see a little blush.
Yeah.
Do I see a little blush on your cheeks?
Yeah.
All right,
it's
there we go.
Face color.
Are you looking to get lucky tonight in Philly?
Maybe Philly will break your record of being a virgin at 45.
Travis,
she's a virgin. Yeah.
This lady right here, she's one of our stalkers.
Okay.
Dead serious.
I'm
sure you have enough of them as a rock
virgin?
Star.
Yes.
She's a virgin.
You really
she's
are.
She's
yes.
45.
You're celibate.
No.
Not by choice.
Are you religious?
Well, I just happen to have reasons.
Are you religious?
Well, sort of.
Well, sort of.
The Church of Retardation.
Yeah.
Atheist, agnostic,
No, I believe in God.
You believe in something?
Yeah.
Ah. Hey, would you
that
like...
That doesn't have nothing to do with you not... having sexual relations.
Take a look at her.
I want to share that with someone.
No, I think
special.
It's that she's hideous, Travis.
You've never met anybody special. Your whole
she
life.
Believes in God because she needs someone to hate for this life of hers.
It's just that I've always worked hard.
You don't think nobody here's special?
Everybody's special.
Well, that means...
she's looking
orgy.
At... Wait a minute. You know what she had happen to her? She's been a virgin. No man has ever laid hand on her body. The first guy that did it... I even touched her in that most intimate of areas.
She laid him out.
Was Ron Jeremy.
She laid him out.
Ron Jeremy put his hand there and grabbed it like a bowling ball.
What did you do?
No, I had
Ron
to
Jeremy is the porn star.
You,
you're a
no,
great guy.
I had to get you 2 tickets.
Don't you have the body of an ant? Travis, like a little ant. Travis is already bored with Stalker Patty.
Hey, Patty, would you like to flash a rock star?
Please.
Here we go. One, two, pictures, cameras.
Go.
Three. Yay!
Oh, God, the horror.
No.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, it's all great, sweetheart.
All right.
So is everybody in tune?
Yeah, let's get another tune from Travis Meeks and Days of the New Anthony.
Looking nice and tan, Patty.
Closing the show tonight at the Electric Factory.
Yeah. He's enjoying himself.
I really want to see the road manager get a crack at Patty. I really want to see Steve break that in.
Yeah.
Steve, would you break that in?
No, I don't think so.
Then tap that?
I already have a girl. Her name's Terry. She's at home right now probably listening to this. She's probably going to get me in trouble.
Oh, I see. So okay.
Yeah.
Now, where's the rest of the band, Travis?
They're tuning.
They're still tuning? I got to tune those things. Sure.
They had to take turns with the tuner.
Jim, you all right over there?
Yeah, I made a noise.
All right. It's the equipment. It's the new equipment.
Yeah.
Kind of gets some getting used
right
to here.
I don't know if I have it the right way.
You have it good?
Take the thing off. You'll see. Worthless.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He's fine.
No, you had it there.
Oh, God, what a mess.
All right, here comes the band.
Here they are.
Hey, Patty, thanks for the filler. We'll talk to you in a little while.
All everybody's right. Going to be able to see Patty tonight.
Patty, you dropped something.
No. Okay.
She's going to cry, man.
No,
she's already cried. Opie yelled at her. She not only cried, she wet herself.
I'm not proud of myself, Travis. But
yes, you are.
I made her leak her
well,
pants.
This song we'll dedicate to her. We're not trying to be your enemy, sweetheart.
Oh.
Just trying to humble you.
Okay.
Tell you the truth and...
All right.
There's probably a reason why you haven't got laid yet.
Here he goes. Here's your other guy here. So you're ready. It's Days of the New and Enemy.
This is a song that freaked everybody out. They thought, oh, no, Days of the New went techno. Which is not the case. What's the gummy boobs, man?
Well, feel free to grab some. Some of the gifts that they have given us here in Philly.
Sorry, man.
Hey!
Still balling, too.
Who's calling?
Turn it off.
Oh, man, your cell phone's ringing in the middle of...
Yeah, man. Hey!
Hey, man, nigger, man.
All right, we'll try it again. Days of the New Enemy.
You're an enemy!
Yeah, Days of the New. Playing our road show tonight after the radio show, Anthony.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Travis Meeks in the studio, Days of the New, of course, and lots more to come. Stephen Lynch outside the studio.
Yeah.
We're just getting started, so stay there.
Rip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man. Fun band galore.
Wow. The Only Anthony Show.
Anthony, Bud Light.
Bud Light. You want a light beer? Bud Light.
That's right.
Bud Light. We drink it all the time.
Travis will have four.
Four.
Not
only
five.
Four Bud Lights.
He will have four.
You know why? Because he enjoys Bud Light so much that he just keeps drinking it. Just like me.
I love Bud Light. When I want a light beer, what do I get? I get a Bud Light because it tastes like, it's not a light beer. Yes, tastes like Bud. Mm-mm. Look at everybody looking around going, what more can you say about Bud Light? Well, hey, what more can you say?
Well, it's usually served cold.
Icy cold.
Icy cold.
Drinking at your favorite sporting events.
The Philly Fanatics outside.
I saw the Philly
Fanatic. I'm sure
Fanatic
he likes Bud Light.
There. Who does? You better drink a lot of Bud Light before you get in that costume. Bud Light. Mm-mm. It's the number one light beer in America, you know.
Yeah.
And look for, let's see, Bud Light cans have a new look, too. So they're easily identifiable. Don't be fooled by imitations. You only want the best. So for the real taste that won't fill you up, never lets you down, make it a Bud Light.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, broadcasting live from Philly today, Anthony.
Yes.
Celebrating our 100th show in syndication. And to help us, Travis Meeks, Days of the New, they're going to be closing our road show tonight. That is cool.
Going to be a party tonight, man.
We're also going to be with Octane, Stephen Lynch. Stephen Lynch is the comedy guy, right?
Yeah.
Lynch. Exactly.
Well, too bad we couldn't have Creed with us, you know?
You don't like Creed.
No, I didn't say that.
You don't like
Creed.
Hey, too bad we can't have Creed.
Here. Give me a break.
So you wanted Creed there?
We could get Creed.
Can you get him now? I mean, I just want to ask him what's up with the tree. He's chopping down like a tree. You know, he's going to chop down a lot of trees.
Do you have a problem because he has a tree on his album cover?
Do you have a problem?
I'm just asking if you have a problem.
What do you think about it?
Well, because I know a lot about Days of New. Every album you put out, there's a tree on the front cover. I think it's the same tree, right?
No, it's a different
one. I'm just kidding with you. I bet after 5 beers... Creed!
Right.
All of you!
Get your ass
Kiss
over
Kiss your ass!
I'm very curious about it. I'm just very curious.
No, we're going to have a great time at the Electric Factory time. Oh, we can't wait. These road shows are legendary, and we're kicking it up a notch because you guys are going to be playing. We got a Stars and Stripe bikini contest.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have one lady walking away with $1,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping some ladies out there get creative with their swimsuits.
Yeah, and even if you show up and decide later you want to be part of this after 4 or 5 beers, we bring bikinis along with us.
We brought our own Stars and Stripe bikinis in case you don't have them, ladies, but we're hoping that you get creative with your own at home and come down.
Maybe with scissors or your teeth.
Opie and Anthony, they're millionaires now. You know that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Look at us. Do we look like
it? Yeah, really. Hey, before you guys play another song.
I still got my swatch.
Go ahead. We got to... We gotta abuse Tim Sabian again, cause can we get him up on this floor again? Cause I know he's downstairs trying to hide from us.
Is he hiding now? Is he shopping for pants? Because we kinda gave him a hard time with his slacks.
Oh, he's listening to us in his little office today.
By the way, his office, pathetic. It was very sad. I thought I was gonna see an office with a window or something a little bigger. It's just a cluttered, dark mess.
I didn't see a Days of the New poster on his wall there,
no,
Travis.
No.
What?
No.
Nope.
I saw
AC/DC poster.
AC/DC, Marilyn Manson. Okay. I saw White Zombie. That was about it.
Yeah.
And a bunch of pictures of L.
Hey, man, we got gummy boobs, dude. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we got the gummy boobs.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing I want to make fun of Tim for... you know, he's trying to make us feel at home here in Philly because we're broadcasting from the day, and everything has been very nice, right?
Matt Croce, a great guy, personality from Philly.
Set us up with Travis and Days New. And, well, the Philly Fanatic is outside the studio. This is Tim's great idea.
You know,
hey, let's get local and bring the Philly Fanatic to meet Opie and Anthony.
But the Philly Fanatic doesn't talk.
Yeah, mascots stink on the radio because they're not allowed to talk.
But he has an ass just like Tim Sabian, and that's why he's up here.
Is that it?
Where is he here? Oh, my God, look, he's angry.
So here's,
look, he's all mad.
Here's the Philly Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic, how are you? All right, he's waving, and now he's like doing the I don't know what to do thing. He's blowing that little party favor out of his snout at me, and now he's doing something with his arm. All right, well, it's radio, so I got to describe what you're doing. Oh, he's wowing.
He just
wowed with the Philly shirt.
Your life.
Oh, now he's
sucks.
Walking away disgusted.
He's throwing the jerseys at me.
Wait,
getting
wait,
a Phillies jersey, and he's leaving. He's disgusted.
Hold on. Philly fanatic, we do want to ask you one thing. Why do you stink?
Because he's
No, you smell. Like your costume, your mascot uniform smells.
Well, it's,
everyone is smelling him outside. I figured someone had to mention it to him.
Well, how often do you think that gets washed, Opie? And he's out in all kinds of weather, right?
It smells so bad, people are leaving the outside area of the studio. Why does it smell? You
Tim?
Can't wash it at all?
Tim, the Philly fanatic, the costume is a little pungent. It's pungent.
Tim, you're in radio. Why don't you, grab a mic? It usually works better that way.
As we're talking, the Philly fanatic is doing all kinds of things like blah, blah, blah. Look at, but no one can hear it.
Tim, did you set up the Philly fanatic to come in today?
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Big New York sports fans, so right off the bat, that's not good. Second of all, he's not allowed to talk.
Oh.
It's not in his job description. He's not allowed to talk. So how does this work on the radio?
Oh, look, he just kissed Tim Sabian.
Oh,
my God.
It's cold.
Dizzy for the smell.
Like Norton's so enjoying the Philly fanatic and...
Hey,
all
Tim,
the...
did you ever learn the fanatic your slacks?
You want a break?
Just like Pat Croce, Tim now has a tennis ball in his pants, too.
Now, you don't wear pants. You wear the Philly jersey, but you don't wear the pants.
Who else is smelling the Philly fanatic in here?
I don't smell him.
Norton, come here. Come here, you gotta take
so
a whiff
bad.
Of the Philly fanatic.
All right, we're a little crowded here. We got about 20 people in here, but there goes Norton over to the Philly fanatic.
Now I gotta ask,
he's
Philly fanatic.
He's turning around feces in that outfit.
It's fine.
No.
Hi.
It's fine. It doesn't bother me at all.
Are you tripping?
Well, you're smelling something.
I got a picture with the Philly fanatic.
You want a picture with the Philly fanatic? Just when we thought we had Norton completely figured out,
He
pulled something
he's
ridiculous.
He's getting all excited that he's
all excited.
With the
look, the Philly fanatic is shining Norton's head, Opie. Look at that.
These are all the cute moves he does in the stands.
Right.
In between pitches.
Yeah.
Rick, would you photograph me with the Philly
Jimmy?
Fanatic?
No problem.
Look at that. Norton just looks so happy taking a picture with the Philly fanatic.
You just look like a Make-A-Wish kid right there.
That's great. Yeah.
I got to you now, huh? Yeah.
All right. By the way, how are the Yankees doing?
We don't even know. We're too busy.
I heard 1-0 in the second.
1-0 in the second. Okay.
There you go, Phillies fanatic. How about that?
Hey Tim, the Philly fanatic was a great idea. Thanks. We got some mime expert coming in next.
Hey Philly fanatic, can you? Oh, he did the old open the door, foe hit himself in the face thing. I like that. Here he goes. The Philly fanatic.
I think he just gave us the finger, Anthony.
Leaving the studio.
Look, he's got the big wacky clown shoes on too.
Oh my God! Now he's drinking a beer.
He's smoking some dope with Old Dirty.
He thinks he's hearing dun 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 dun. Oh, look, see, he does it. All he's right. Amazing. He's the...
If I rub my finger on the Philly fanatic, I'd hang my hand out the car window for 4 hours.
Yeah, what smelled worse, Obi? The first girl you were ever with or the Philly fanatic?
He smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And I caught it immediately.
There you go. That's for the Philly fanatic. So.
Look, he's freaking out there just hearing that.
Anthony, by the way, just when you thought the road show couldn't get any better, of course, Days of New helping us out with that. Jim Brewer has arrived.
Brewer's here?
Jim Brewer has arrived.
Oh, my God.
We weren't sure he was going to make it down to Philly, and he has arrived.
We love Brewer.
He's taking care of business right now with OD.
What a team player. What do you mean? Oh. Hey, there's no stairwell here.
No, there is.
At YSB. Oh, look at everybody. Look at it. Stinky.
Stinky near the mic. Stinky.
Stinky Psycho Mark. Yeah, there is.
Stinky.
Stinky, grab that mic quick. And
where does the staff of YSP smoke their dope?
Right around the corner and through that door. That was the first thing they told me. I got here and they're like, there's a stairwell up by the studio. Don't worry.
There is always a stairwell in a radio station.
Smoke weed every day.
Of course. Travis, do you still smoke the weed? Or
I haven't smoked weed probably since I was like 16.
Yeah?
You don't do the weed
anymore? No, I did. I took a bad hit of acid, and it just changed me.
Hey, it ain't the weed, though. Don't take acid.
No, but I tried to smoke weed after that.
Oh.
Hey, don't laugh at me, man.
Screwed you up.
What did the acid do to you?
How bad was the trip?
It made me,
Were the trees talking to you?
It made me float. It made me think that I had holes in my body, and there was air flowing through my body.
Whoa!
Hey, that's flying out of me.
Man, that would make me stop.
Hey, that's pretty wild.
Every time I smoked a joint, it did that same thing.
Same thing?
It brought that acid trip right back.
As long as it doesn't make you put on a green suit and smell.
Well, yeah, it did that too.
I had a friend who used to drop acid in Geneseo, Tate's.
Yeah.
And he would burn Bibles in the middle of the street and yell at Satan.
Well, you got to.
As you're trying to walk home from class, that was always a pleasure.
I heard when I was out before, the Philly Fanatic was out there, and we heard that he was going to be coming in here. Voss, Rich Voss, comic Rich Voss, pissed off to no end, going, "Oh, great, the puppet gets in before me."
Well, get him in here.
Voss was pissed
that
the puppet got in before. Oh, great, the puppet before me.
Hey, Voss, grab
were you pissed because the puppet was?
I got to follow a puppet. I'm outside. This guy comes to me and goes, "Can I have your autograph?" I go, "You don't even know who I am." He goes, "You're Anthony, aren't you?" I'm signing your name. No, I don't mind following the puppet.
You don't mind following the Philly Fanatic?
No, I'd rather follow the puppet than Norris.
Oh, and at least
Norris is in another state. He can't even defend himself
That's
today.
That's too bad. I'm telling you, your Philly fans are great out there. They're going wild.
They're insane outside the studio.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to get up and do a little bit tonight?
Yeah, I'll do a few minutes of some new stuff.
Of brand new stuff.
Yeah, some new stuff.
Are you going to talk about how you're dodging your daughter?
No, that's on the old CD. I got some new stuff out.
Feeling the struggle?
Yeah, I got some new stuff, some good stuff for Philly, because I got great crowds down here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to
stop sucking up to these worms in Philly.
You sound modest, man. It's all good. It's all good, man.
Yeah, I'm just here to have a good time. What are you kidding?
There you go. All right, boss.
All right.
I think Daisy and you are ready to
go
do a
party with the puppet.
I'm just sitting here being entertained.
That's cool. I hope you are. That's what we're trying to do today. You want to do one more before we get you out of here so you can get ready for the gig tonight?
So are you going to strip is the question.
No.
There was a girl outside that was supposed to.
Yeah, where's that chick?
Could somebody go out and get her?
She was supposed to come in and wow us.
We should have got a girl to wow us in Philly.
Yeah, what
the
hell?
That's a no-brainer.
Ah, damn.
Is she still outside the station? Maybe we could take a look, Stinky. In between hits.
Is it considered wowing if she... Oh, sorry.
What about the white girl out there? Really? Oh, that I forgot is your girlfriend.
Yeah, sorry.
White girl. All right, are you guys ready to do one more?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our new single that's hitting the airwaves as we speak. This is one called Hang On To This. It speaks for itself.
These are new.
I just got it. My record company just got a email from soldier recruits saying that they was putting Hang On To This on their missiles when they bombed Afghanistan.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I heard.
That's nice.
That's gossip. To say it's a rumor, but that's what somebody told me.
That's cool. We're seeing NYPD on those bombs as well.
Yeah, thank NYPD. God.
Nice.
They're putting, yes, you see the one, if you can read this, you're two, dot, dot, dot. That's a good one. Those wacky Air Force guys.
They got a sense of humor.
They're zany, dropping their bombs.
All right, let's hear Days of New. Yeah! Days of the New, Hang On To This, from the latest CD, the Red CD, called Days of the New. That rock, Travis.
Thank you.
You like that? You were shaking your head like
my
that.
My voice.
Didn't... I thought, I like the scratchy
voice.
My
voice is a little rough.
You know how it is. You wake up, it's all ragged, and then you start singing a little. It's good for another
tonight,
night.
Tonight.
At the Electric Factory.
Worry about tomorrow.
You caught that? All right. Well, we want to thank you guys for stopping by.
Well, thanks a lot for having us, man.
We're going to have a party tonight at the Electric Factory. With
four beers later, man.
I want to be there for the fourth beer.
Remember, and Days of the New.
Right.
Going to be giving away some posters and signing some autographs and giving lots of love.
Yeah, you guys will be hanging the whole time, man. Jim Brewer's here, Anthony. We got to talk to him next. Also, I'm kind of disappointed. I just found out that the Philly Fanatic is not the Philly Fanatic.
Wait, it's just the guy in the suit?
It's a fake Philly Fanatic.
It's the guy that goes to the bars, not the guy that's at the game.
Oh, no.
We're not even good enough for the real Philly Fanatic.
That was like the time we got the guy that we thought was the guy, the robot from Lost in Space. You know, the guy, warning, warning. Yeah. And it just turned out to be the guy that was in the robot suit but didn't do the voice.
Right.
Awful.
So this one goes to the bars?
Yeah.
Does it hang in the urinals and jump out?
It's from the smell of it. He is the urinal.
Awful.
All right, we're going to continue next with Jim Brewer. Stephen Lynch is going to pop his head in. And,
hell yeah.
Lots more debauchery on the way. It's O&A.
Food.
Wow.
Food.
Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
Anthony, New York Islanders hockey is back.
Of course it is, Hopi.
This Saturday, the Islanders will be retiring number 19 in a special pregame ceremony in honor of one of the greatest players in NHL history.
Opie.
Talking about Brian Trottier, Anthony.
Trots.
Other Islanders will also be on hand, like Bill Torrey, Al Arbor, Dennis Potvin, Bobby Nystrom, and Billy Smith. Game time, 1 p.m. this Saturday against the San Jose Sharks.
Potvin.
Easy.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
All fans in attendance will get a Brian Trottier commemorative item. Call 1-800-882-ILES for your tickets. Call them today. The Islanders have the lowest prices and best season ticket benefits in the NHL. You'll get 40% off box office prices, free parking, and an invite to meet your Islanders when you purchase season tickets. 2013 or 6-game mini plans are available and selling fast. Don't forget, this Saturday is Brian Trottier Day. Give them a call, 1-800-882-ILES. That's 1-800-882-ILES.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
Way out the punish.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Love it. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Ah, yeah.
We are live in Philly.
Finally found it.
Nice. Days of the New, they rocked.
Yeah. That was awesome, man.
Want to thank Travis Meeks for stopping by. We'll see him tonight at the Electric Factory.
Hell yeah.
Jim Brewer in the studio, Anthony.
Brewer.
Look at him showing the love.
That dude is 22 years old.
Yeah.
He's 21, 22.
Isn't that something? We had to buy him beers at shows up in Boston, man. Really, he was playing the show at the station we were at.
He doesn't even know what mescaline is.
No, he knows what acid is. He said he took some and freaked him out.
Yeah, he told a great acid story.
Yeah, felt like wind was blowing through holes in his body, so he had to stop. Isn't that great? You know what it is? If you've done it, you sit there and go, okay, I know where he's coming from.
Hey,
man.
I think Brewer's been... I think you've been discussing aliens.
Have you been to the stairwell?
No, not at all.
You haven't been to the stairwell here?
I take the fifth.
Okay.
Because there's a stairwell. Look, Psycho Mark's pointing, going, yeah, the stairwell.
Gag, gag, gag. Gag, gag.
The bombers aren't only flying over Afghanistan.
2,000 pounds of fun on your ass.
Brewer, you know how you like discussing... I know exactly. Come back.
The boat is leaving.
Come back.
My raft over for more.
LT's in the L's, are you laying out smoke? We got gooks in the water.
All right, Mark, that was great. Thank you.
Holy Jesus. Mark's
coming. You're fine. You're fine.
All right, Hammer.
Hey, I got to tell Brewer, you know how you like to discuss aliens?
Yeah.
You should have been in the studio yesterday, my brother.
They were bugging, right?
Jane's Addiction. We had the whole band in. Perry.
Perry is a crazy person.
He
had some good alien conversation.
That dude's creepy. He comes in, he just starts talking about nothing.
You know, I can't understand him.
I got to set you up because I got to give Ann a lot of credit because he's talking about aliens and stuff, and I'm just nodding like, maybe he'll talk about something eventually. And Ann had to call him on and go, whoa, dude, let me tell you something. What the F are you talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking about. You ever talk to the guy? He's sitting there and he goes,
dude, it's just like Star Wars, man.
I wrote some songs and played them, and it's a universal language of minerals. And I've translated it using the Hebrew alphabet, and I've beamed them into space. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, this guy's insane.
Dude, he was...
He rocked.
When he was on Saturday Night Live, he was wrecked.
Oh, yeah?
Wrecked. They couldn't even do the second song. You know how band comes on?
Right.
And, you know, he goes to the rehearsal.
Do a tune?
They're doing, you know, and everyone's trying to get in for the rehearsal that week. So they go, they do the first show, and they're getting wrecked in the hallway. Who's that? Flea? He's bouncing off the wall. He's like, I don't know, like a how I him and Norm are like, hey,
now, SNL does the exact show that they do at 11:30 live, they do beforehand.
So they come on and do Jesus. And he's like forgetting the lines. And then he'll come back, Jesus, bang, 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 bang. And it goes on for like 10 minutes. And you see Lorne going, Jesus. They're killing time. We got to get to Norm.
I can't have this.
They come off. I swear to you, dude. I'm hanging out, and they come up. They come barreling through the front door. It's like, hey, man, can we do that one over?
Oh, no. Dude, it's a live show here.
Dude,
thank you.
It was live, Hammer.
Yeah, it's a live show.
They didn't get their second song on.
That's classic.
Hey, you can't get into my time.
Yeah, just singing on nine. He's got a line all over his face.
Courtney Love was on that show that night. She was laying on the floor. I don't care. I'm going to kick Molly Shannon and punch her in the teeth. Bitch! Bitch! And you're like, what's going on, man?
Where's this anger coming from? Yeah, so we had him on yesterday,
man,
and just insane.
He thinks we're not using hydrogen enough.
Hydrogen for fuel, you know, we should be using. Here's a guy that, you know, hey, yeah, good band and stuff, man, we like it.
He says the problem with hydrogen, it's escaping the atmosphere, but he has a way to capture it.
Hydrogen? No, you know what it is? Hydrogen is the fuel of the universe. All the stars use hydrogen. Hey, great. You got a car engine that can burn at 10,000 degrees? We're in.
I want to get baked with that guy.
You know what it is, though? I don't know. I've always watched shows and seen interviews with people like that. Yeah. It's something I can't even fathom. Going to a party, and like everyone would be around that guy because they're the famous guy and so deep and everything, and they're talking, and you're like, how am I ever going to relate to someone like that?
Maybe they're on a constant just acid trip. I took mescaline once.
Oh, yeah.
Once. 18. I was sleeping over for AC/DC concert, Nassau Coliseum. My friend comes in, and, you know, mescaline's like hardcore drugs. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, drugs.
You're making the jump from the
pot
stepping stone.
Like, oh, my God. It's
they told you it was just the stepping stone pot.
I shouldn't have done it. Blow your brains in the sewer. I'm sorry, Mom. I smoked pot.
Yeah.
So we're out there. My friend's like, dude, we're going to be here 14 hours. Take a hit of mask. I'm like, no, man.
You're down by the time you leave. Don't pussy out.
Dude, come on. Well, yeah, you're not going to sleep tonight. There's like 15 guys. So anyway, I take it. All right. Paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 minutes, this guy's in my face. Now, he's a professional. He's like the mask wizard.
Yeah, there's only that guy, man. Yeah.
He does it all the time. He's the mask wizard, this guy. So he's like, every 10 minutes, checking in. Dude, you feel it? You know, I'm just sitting there going, nah, man, I don't feel it yet. Every 15 you feel it, man? And like, no. And then all of a sudden, about 50 minutes into it, as I kept checking, it was getting a little cold out.
Right.
It was a Nassau Coliseum. And you know, like when the, you know, the poles have all these poles with the flags on them.
Yeah.
It's a windy night. Right. Sounds like that. Whatever. So I start. I go, dude, it's cold. Let's head to the car. We start heading to the car. I swear on my kid's life to this day, all of a sudden it hit me. I stopped and I'm looking at my car and in the back seat, I swear to this day, there was someone in the back seat just waving to me.
That's some good stuff, man.
Just waving, hanging out. Right?
Freaked you right out.
No, but so now I start freaking. I'm like, dude, there's someone in the car.
Oh, no.
Frank goes, nah, but you're starting to bug out, man. You're starting to hit you. It's hitting you.
How about they look at you?
No, I swear to God, look.
Dude, you're peeking, man. You're peeking.
Well, this is the part. This is what he starts doing. He's going, you're peeking. I go, no, I'm looking.
And the guy starts messing. The guy in the car is now messing with me because he doesn't know. He's like, ah, dick.
Open the
trying to convince. You can't see me, faggot. You're bugging. You're tripping. What a dick. So anyway, I swear to God, I turn to my friend. I go, just look. Do me that favor and look. Please just look. And he turns. He's like, where? I go, the top right corner.
Top right corner of
top
your car?
Top right corner. Yeah, what it was, remember the registration stickers?
Yeah.
You stick that and you'd have a whole bunch. Well, I had a whole bunch in the back right, so to me it was a head, but it was stickers. But when I found that out the next day.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But he looked at it, and he goes, holy crap. He's in the back seat. I'm like, yeah, he's in the back seat. And he's waving. Yeah, so you see him too, dick. I'm not bugging out. So now the two of us are flipping, and the flags.
Right, yeah.
I swear to God, I think we're being invaded.
So
it sounded like, it just sounded like an army.
This stuff is too much.
So I swear. So we jumped over some bushes and we're hanging out. I swear to God. Phil, if you're listening, call in, dick. So now we start running and we're over the bushes and we're hanging out. And now you come back.
Yeah.
And when you're on stuff like that, you come back. It's gone. It's just gone.
Right.
Wow.
What the hell is that? Right. It just shuts off.
That was weird. That was creepy. I don't want any more of this stuff. He goes, dude, it's going to last for like 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
I go, nah, there's no way because I feel fine now.
Yeah, it's done.
So now I got to take a pee. He goes, oh, if you got to pee, you got to pee on the Aussie pole.
What's the Aussie pole?
That's what I say. What's the Aussie pole? He goes, it's a tradition. Every time you go to pee in the Nassau Coliseum, you have to go to the Aussie pole. I'm very disappointed that you don't know that. So I'm like, oh, damn, I feel like a dick, man. I go to a lot of concerts, and I don't know the Aussie pole. So we start walking towards the Aussie pole. We go to one light pole, and it's like 300 yards. He's like, oh, it's not the Aussie pole.
I think the Aussie pole's
over there. We start walking this way, another 300 yards. Oh, this one ain't it. Then we start walking to another one. All of a sudden, here it comes again. We're like, oh, wait a minute. This guy's making an imaginary box around me, and he's trapping me in here.
Oh, my God. You thought that.
Friend. Oh, I swear to God, this guy's a dick.
He's making a box and trapping me.
I'm going to take him out right now.
Oh, man.
I'm going to save my universe.
Oh, man.
So I grab him, and I'm ready to pop him, and he sees it. I'm flipping. He goes, wait, the dark side's got you.
The dark side's got you.
So I'm like, oh, man, the wizard's messing with me hardcore. So he goes, Listen to me. I go, wah, come on, man, you're bugging me out in a square. And he's smacking me. He's like, you're all right. And by this time, some people are gathering, like, on the sidewalk watching. So now I think, like, whatever, he's sending troops. I was flipping.
I guess.
So here's the worst part.
Dude, you freaked out.
So he goes, let me bring it back to the line. We start walking the line. All of a sudden, he goes, stop. You see that? I go, no, what are you talking about? You know the big grease stains in parking lots?
Yeah.
I start looking at him, and he goes, don't step in there.
Oh, my God.
I go, why not, man? He goes, that's the darkness. And when you step in the darkness, you never come out.
Oh, man.
And he took off. He just started running, laughing. So I was stuck in the effing parking lot in Nassau Coliseum for like 3 hours.
You can't step in the darkness and you're boxed in.
You're boxed in. Where are you going to go?
Dude, I'll never forget those days. But
wow.
I could see where that dude was going.
Yeah.
Jesus! Get out back again! Dude, can we do that song again?
No, because I have no concept of time or space.
I used to love mescaline. I never freaked out. I would just try to whack my bag, and it would be like tugging on an infant's pinky.
I went to see American Werewolf in London in the movie theater.
Yeah.
On mesh. This guy I work with had some mesh and goes, yeah, take this and... I'd taken it once before at a Van Halen concert, and I didn't start feeling it until I had to drive home because I was the only one that wasn't feeling it. So I felt it on the parkway.
Like, it's raining. It's like pouring rain. The windshield wipers are going, chick-gum, 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 chick-gum. And all I'm paying attention to are the wipers. Chick-gum, chick-gum, chick-gum. And that, and the rain is making the taillights of all the other cars do this pinwheely thing. And I'm either doing about 100 or 3 miles an hour, one or the other. I couldn't tell what I was doing. And everyone didn't care. They're all laughing and stuff. But the second time I did it was at the American Werewolf in London. Again, I took it. I'm fine. I'm not feeling anything. I'm kind of getting in this story. It's scary and everything. The second they graphically showed the guy turning into a wolf, I start feeling it. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what if I turn into a wolf? How the hell am I going to feel when that starts happening? And you really start thinking about it. Why? You just freak out. You lose your mind. It's great.
Classic.
You know, try it when you're young.
Very young.
Do we have a Yankee score?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. Anthony's got it.
I believe we have 3-0.
One inning.
3-0 Yankees. Yeah,
3-0 Yankees.
Bottom of the fifth. Pettit pitching a no-hitter.
Look at that.
I think it's the top of the fifth.
Is it top?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing in Seattle.
Yeah, because the Yankees are still up. All right.
It'll be the top.
Hey, we got to get Dr. Gregory Pistone in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
One of our sponsors here in Philly.
He could tell some of the mescaline stories that he might have had in his past.
People at home, sit back and put on your laughing hats.
Dr. Pistone, if you could. Is that mic live down that way?
Yeah.
Give Dr. Pistone that mic.
Okay, so you have that.
Yeah, Dr. Pistone. Yeah, wait, take those phones off. Yeah. Give Brewer those phones. Dr. Pistone, if you would make your way to the window. There you go. And Brewer and Norton, you stay right where you are.
Nice. Go.
Look at his
doctor.
Hair. He's got the perfect hair.
Anthony, I was just having a nice conversation with your lovely girlfriend.
Thank you, Dr. Pistone.
Keeping her occupied.
And how are...
Whoa, he came out swinging!
Wow!
Take that, dick!
Little fella's got slunk.
Doesn't he?
He was bragging for like a week. I ain't gonna let that Anthony take care of me, pal. I'll show you that. Here's one. Hey, I was talking to your girlfriend, pal.
Who's that guy?
You don't know Jim Brewer from Saturday Brewer? Night Live? And
Hi,
Brewer.
Half-Baked.
What's up, Hammer?
You suck.
Yeah, you suck.
Wow.
Ooh, I like him.
What's going on?
He's a little pistol.
Hey, you got white wine there, Dr. Pistone?
I wouldn't.
Ah, we could have used that yesterday, Opie.
Nice.
That's Jim Norton.
And that's Jim Norton.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're looking
Why don't you talk into that mic?
I am pale.
There you go.
You're looking rather pale.
Thank you. Stand up when you talk to me.
Have you had a physical examination recently?
Why bother? He's got the HIV.
Yeah.
He's got the AIDS.
No, I had AIDS. I beat it with Tylenol.
The wonder drug. Who knew?
I heard you had a tumor.
On my back.
You might have a back tumor.
I have back cancer. I know it.
Hey, Jim, you like his hair? Dr. Pistone does the hair
thing.
It's
actually nice. Yes.
But yeah.
Is that your real hair?
Yeah, sure. Look.
But, I mean, did you get your own procedure done
to
yourself?
Oh, no. I'm an Italian.
So he's fine.
We're well endowed.
Yeah? Well endowed.
Hey, is that white wine?
Listen, I heard you guys had a little problem in New York.
We had a problem.
Perry Farrell needed a bottle of good white wine, and we blew it.
And as you know, last time I saw you, I took you my wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Pistone not only does removal of man boobs, lipo.
And did you take care of our one-boobed guy?
Yes, I did.
He's done?
I did him on Friday.
Oof.
I mean, did you do the procedure?
I did him on Friday.
Do you have pictures?
Yes, I do.
Oh, let me see. That was him. Wait, where's the after?
You want to explain the
one
boob guy?
I just did him Friday.
We had this guy. We had a contest, of course. Dr. Pistone helped us out on this one. We were looking for guys with man boobs. Very embarrassing thing. Not big fat guys that you know would naturally have man boobs, but guys that maybe lost weight. And still have the boobs. Maybe guys that never were fat, but for some reason they got boobs. We found the guy that won this contest. He's got one perfect little B cup, or a large A cup female breast.
Brewer thinks he's still on mescaline because he's looking at
that's
the
real.
God.
The pre-picture of the one boob guy.
And, he won, and Dr. Pistone helped him out. Got rid of his, but look, doesn't that look like a woman's breast right there? It looks hot, Rick.
I said it looked hot.
Yep.
Look, that looks like...
That's his real boob?
Yeah.
That's the cover of Blind Faith. That's the chick from the Blind Faith album cover right there. You cover up the other half.
And the amazing thing is, it lactates. Don't ask me how I know, but I got a mouthful of warm, sugary surprise.
Oh, God. Please, keep it professional, guys, when I'm on.
No, Dr. Pistone, you did the procedure. Was he happy with it?
Yeah, he did very well.
He did well. Now, this guy, you're not going to be able to ever tell that this guy had a female breast.
He's gonna be looking pretty good in a couple of months.
All right.
I used our new power cannula.
What? What?
We got a new power cannula from
cannular.
It's called Stars 2000. It's a Stars 2000 power cannula.
What is it?
It's like one of those pneumatic drills that the construction workers use.
And you chisel away at this guy's breast?
Yeah, it's very safe.
Stop it.
It's very quick.
Is this a joke that you're making?
Seriously.
Let me see. I don't know what the heck he's trying to tell us here. Let me take a look at the pictures.
Along with sucking out man boobs and replacing hair on guys' heads, you make wine.
I took this for you, Paisano.
Ah.
Montepulciano.
Is that some good stuff?
Yes.
Homemade. You bottle that yourself, huh? You know where I could get some Coke?
I just opened the bottle outside. Yeah.
There it is, Norton, come on.
Here you are, I don't drink for God's sake. Here you are, Jim.
Hey, you do the hair transplant thing too, right, Dr. Pistone?
That's my specialty.
Yeah, we're going to do another thing with some of our listeners and give like a guy tag.
I didn't understand what you said. Well, this is wonderful. Look, you have your name on there, and it's a label that shows these lovely vineyards that are nowhere even near any. What is this picture, Dr. Pistone?
That's Tuscany.
Tuscany. Yes. Where do you get your grapes, Dr. Pistone?
From Tuscany.
You do?
Yes, yeah, we import them through Canada.
Fascinating.
And they truck them down.
They truck them down.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
Sick.
Yeah.
I like it.
We mix it with
Hey, Jim, you want to party with the doctor?
Owning it.
Doesn't the doctor look like a party guy, though?
Get baked with the doctor and talk about
Jim,
aliens.
Jim looks, in my professional opinion, Jim looks totally wasted.
Nice.
He wants to talk about aliens, doctor.
About who?
He wants to talk about aliens.
Aliens?
Yeah. Hey, this just in. Ernest and Julio Gallo, gynecologists on the side. They decide they want to work on female parts. That's great, though.
What for? He just pointed at Norton.
I believe he has an alien on his back.
Oh,
it's a teeny little bump. I don't want to discuss it any longer.
You're freaking him out. Dr. Pistone, you ever do mesk?
Excuse me? You mean mezcal?
Mescaline.
Like tequila?
When you were a kid, you ever partake in the dope or anything?
No, I grew up in the 70s.
Yeah? Oh, so there was none of that going on.
No drugs there.
I was pre-med.
Yeah,
boring.
You wanted to make sure you wouldn't ruin things for your becoming a doctor.
I was the guy that everybody beat up.
Were you?
Kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Did they ever tear your cashmere coat?
I wasn't able to afford a cashmere coat until recently. Nice.
you like that?
He's a doctor. That is a nice coat.
I know you got a pitiful tour of the city today. But,
we did.
It was horrible.
I wish you would have called me. Mm-hmm. I'm from South Philly.
Yeah.
You know where South Philly is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
north
of Maryland, sir.
Part of Philly.
South Philly is like...
It's somewhere over there.
It's south of the Liberty Bell.
That's Rocky.
Of course.
Literally.
Yeah. So that's where you're from.
That's the place to go.
It's like in New York, it would be Little Italy.
Exactly.
Mulberry Street and whatnot. In Boston, it's the North End.
Exactly. That's where you want to go.
Awesome.
That's where the real people come from.
I'll go there. Thank you, Dr. Pistone.
All right, Dr. Gregory Pistone, you got to give out the website there.
I'll let you guys do it.
I
don't know.
DrPistone.com?
That's very good.
Ah.
You get a star.
Right.
Stone.
You need hair. You need your boobs taken care of. You need, you do some lipo there, right?
I do lipo.
You ought to check out Tim Sabian's ass.
You know, I did check it out.
Did you check out Tim Sabian's ass?
Hold him still.
He could use that.
The power cannula will help.
Take that boob.
And doesn't it look like... Doesn't it look like Tim Sabian could do something about that? It looks like he's got a small landing gear of a Cessna right around his belt line.
It's a small animal.
Yeah, there's something going on there that maybe you could take care of.
It's actually a small
mammal. You could suck that out, right?
With the power cannula, yes.
With the power he's got the equipment, Opie. I don't know what he's talking about.
You know why I didn't want to mention my website?
Why?
Because with my hair transplants, I don't do plugs.
Wow. Wow. Let's all strap in for that one.
Woo! You know, sometimes you need a good-natured laugh.
Hello.
That was nice.
Hello. This thing on. Hello.
Do you know what we need to follow that up? A gummy boob, huh, gang?
Yeah.
All right.
Kimmy!
Thanks, guys.
Someone call Stephen Wright. We need energy on this show. Dr. Gregory Stone, there
thanks
he
for
is.
Stopping in and saying
thank
hi.
Thank you, and welcome to Philly.
Thank you. Thank you for the wine. And
excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
Thank you, Dr. Pistone.
I'm glad to see you guys are number one.
Yes. Oh, always it's beautiful, isn't it?
All right. We have to take a break, Anthony, and we'll continue with the festivities live from the WYSP studios in Philadelphia.
Opie and Anthony Show.
What do you do here?
Look at breasts.
If I wasn't on this show, I'd be out there with a wow sticker just trolling for breasts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Anthony, Sam Adams.
Yes, after visiting with Dr. Pistone, Opie, I need a Sam Adams and crystal meth.
I wish I had that hit of mescaline, Jim.
I'm from South Philly.
Right. You know, whether you're going to the ball game to watch the Yankees.
Where the real
wonderful.
People from.
Sam Adams.
Or anywhere you're going. You want a Sam Adams, ice cold Sam Adams. We love it. We're drinking it right now.
Cold Racky.
Everybody out there in the green room getting plastered drinking Sam Adams. Mark loves it.
If you're being bored by a radio show, crack open a Sam Adams.
Right. Mr. D.
You'll love it. Trade up to Sam Adams for all your playoff parties. Best buds hanging, whatever.
I got sores, got everything.
You're going to want a great beer, and we love.
Rear end, what do you want?
Sam Adams.
Call someone a faggot?
Sam Adams.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
And you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show, broadcasting live from Philly. I hope this sounds like something today. Jim Norton in the studio. Jim Brewer in the studio. Brewer was very entertained by Dr. Gregory Pistone,
Jim.
The hair specialist.
Jim.
You loved him, right?
He was a snapper. He was dropping areas and stuff.
South
from
Philly.
South Philly. Just want to say that.
He sounded like Pesci a little bit.
Yeah, here's some wine for making me number one. My appreciation to you. I don't know if you ever had his Casa Pistone.
It's his own wine.
Bluchian, whatever. You know what he says. Go ahead, drink it. It's good. Thank you for making me number one. Hey, Norton, huh? He got an alien. try my wine. She's got big boobs. I'll take them off. Hey, brew a nice head faggot.
That was pretty much it, man.
Hey, Anthony, I was talking to your wife. Bada bomb! Just keeping it company. Hey, Larry, you listening? Call in. Hurry up. Call the hotline.
Yeah, he's something, huh?
Hey, it's a mess outside this studio. The freaks are...
Oh, yeah.
They've lost their effing minds.
Yeah.
Stephen Lynch, I don't even know how he's going to perform tonight at the Electric Factory. You want to bring him in here for a minute, see how he's doing?
We should. There's something else that is going on as Lynch makes his way into the studio. Rick, grab a mic.
Grab a mic.
The retired Laverne and Shirley aren't here.
Yeah.
Rick, set this up before Lynchy comes in.
What?
Hey,
man.
Hey, what's
how you been,
man? Good.
And
yeah.
See, here's the thing. I think the people here in Philly, the people at the radio station here, still think that, like, the retarded Laverne and Shirley are just characters.
Like it's a bit?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So they invited them to cut some liners, thinking that they're radio savvy.
Man.
Uh-huh.
So awesome. It was just a mess. The guy just goes, here, it's like 2 minutes long. I don't know what
to do. Oh, what? They thought they were going
to
go in and go, okay, so...
Yeah.
Here's the copy. We'll read it as the retarded Laverne and Shirley. Okay, and three, two, one. Hi, how are you? But meanwhile, they are genuine retards.
Right.
It's like everybody thought Corky from Life Goes On. Like when they yelled cut, he'd be like, hey, how you doing? Okay, I'm playing the retard part just fine. But then, no, he was really retarded. He came to BAB when Opie worked out on Long Island, and he was retarded. Because he's retarded. It's not a bit. So the retarded Laverne and Shirley, they're friggin' nuts.
So they were trying to do an ID for this
station. So, yeah, he's trying to coach him, and they're just all over the place.
Ugh.
All over the place.
All right, let's take a listen
to this. Let's hear.
You had enough beer. So, yeah, we're here to do things. We're not here to say. Okay. Hi, this is...
Hey, hi, it's the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Hi, this is
Laverne. Like Marion's going a mile a minute, and Lady Di is just oozing through the whole thing.
All right, here's more of it. Here's more.
If you can just say, hey, it's a retard of the Burn Shirley together, and then maybe you can take the rest of the line, and then
see?
You can take the, you know, the second one.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just do the intro together.
Okay.
All right, you go first.
All right, hey, this is a retard of the Burn Shirley.
From the Opie and Anthony Show, and you're listening to the Eagles football on 94 WYSP.
Hey, this is a retarded Laverne and Shirley from the Opie and Anthony Show, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on 94 WYSP.
Hey, it's a retarded Laverne
and
Shirley.
Yeah, I know. She backed away.
Just say that.
Don't back away, Diane.
Okay, right.
Hey,
hey, it's the retarded Laverne and Shirley
from the Opie and Anthony Show,
and you're listening to the Eagles football on 94 WYSP.
All right, thank you.
Now the next one.
Hey, this is the retarded Laverne and Shirley,
and you're listening to Opie and Anthony on 94 WYSP.
In Philadelphia.
Can you guys just say together? Hey, it's the retarded Laverne and Shirley. Just that line.
Okay.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's the retarded Laverne and Shirley. That's it? All right. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Party.
God, they think they're rock stars. It's great.
It's really so funny. So. The only way they could even get close to getting it together, they have to go, hi, this is the retarded Laverne and Shirley, and we are blah, blah, blah. Like they had it, I say it all totally monotone, very staccato.
Hello, Danny. Will you come out and play?
Hi, this is the retarded Laverne and Shirley, we are going to be
You know, the first one, I didn't even have headphones on, so I couldn't really hear it, but it sounded like he was bouncing from one headphone to another. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. They had no clue. Effect. They were just stepping on each other. Ah, that's great. The retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Lynchy, are you going to be able to perform tonight?
Not at this rate, my friend.
Like Lynch has ever been intoxicated to the point that he can't perform.
We have completely taken over
this
station.
What do you mean perform, exactly?
He's a professional drinking guy. It's not like a guy that, ooh, I had a couple of beers. I never did this before.
He'll be
shy. How many times have you ever gone on stage and not been able to pull off a gig because you had drank too much?
You're gunning for this night.
Nah, people just can do this.
We really have taken over this place, though.
Oh, I know.
It is just a mess outside. What's wrong, Earl?
They thought it was cute at first.
The staff is horrified.
When we first came in, they thought it was all, like, cute. Oh, O and A are here. They brought their people. It can't be as crazy as it sounds with the retards and everything else. It must be this very controlled atmosphere. Now they're just running for their lives. I saw some of the salespeople with the retarded Laverne and Shirley. They're going, could you help me get through his autograph? Could you get and the person's like, I don't even know what you're doing here.
You know,
they're asking the wrong people for stuff. Tim Sabian, could you get to go to the soda machine and get me something to drink? Yeah. Can you go?
When we first got here, there were YSP people all over the place. Look around. They're all gone.
Oh, gone. They vacated.
It's just our crew now.
Yeah.
Hey, Old Dirty, what's up, bro?
Where's OD? Yo, B.
Yo, I'm upset, man.
What's up?
Why the sun?
Yo, bro, what's the deal, my nigga? Yo.
What's up? What's up with the sunglasses?
Oh, I'm so high.
OD.
You're
feeling that Philly love.
What? Are you?
Yeah.
The Phillies and the Philly.
There you go.
Yo, man, I guess got one thing to say, man. That cat that was downstairs talking about I was taking Old Dirty Bastard's name. I got nothing to do with Old Dirty Bastard. I don't represent for Old Dirty Bastard. I don't try to be Old Dirty Bastard.
It's
OD. And
if
you come up to me again with that BS, dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to set it off on you.
Chill.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When you come into my house this Thursday on SmackDown, I'll show you.
He's like a wrestler now.
And it was a 16-year-old white kid. It wasn't like it was some gangbanger.
Yo, B, let me tell you something. Oh, okay, dark-colored guy.
You having a good time in Philly, though? What's the highlight so far?
The highlight.
The stairwell.
we establish a new stairwell over state lines. Just want to tell everybody who's out in Pennsylvania, stop by with WYSP. Come on up to the stairwell. Come see us.
Oh, yeah.
Come politic. We got what you need.
Come politic.
Smoke weed every day.
You know?
No doubt.
We can franchise.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Strictly stairwells.
The stairwell.
You know what I mean?
We're trying to franchise.
You already franchised.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Little practice. She ain't no little, you know, little $1,000 thug now. You know, you got a little money on
you. You're walking really around. Stoned.
You are so
Old Dirty. Did you do any walking around outside or anything?
I've been all over this place.
What are you feeling about the community in here in Philly?
It's empty.
Really?
Word up.
You're not feeling like some of the brothers
it's
out
empty.
There and stuff?
Come on, man. I got a boulevard around my way. That's packed always.
Yeah, you're not feeling it?
I don't know. You feel like this place is just one step off to suburbia.
Really?
Yeah. It's
you're
like
not feeling the urban part of Philly?
Nah.
And the.
I saw a subway, which is good, just in case I do something, I run into the tunnels. I had that on the smash. I said, I already know which way I'm running. I got five ways.
Ain't he always looks for an escape route. You know, when you got to come into a new city and the first thing you do is look for an escape route. Most people unpack at the hotel. Maybe something like that. Old Dirty looks for an escape route.
I'm ready to go. I'm in the subway station. I'm home, kid. It's over. And I saw the underground right there. I said, oof, I'm going down there just
right.
in case.
But you're not seeing some of the brothers out there feeling it with them?
Nah, I mean, you know. People got a different attitude these days.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes a lot for them to get, happy. But, yo,
yeah.
We're going to have a real good time later on at the Rose Show, dog. More weed, of course. where's Jim Brewer at?
Brewer's
at. He's already open. All kid. Right. I don't want to hear it. My nigga.
All right.
WYSP came, picked up on Opie and I. Look at you.
Yeah, they took care of us.
My two bitches.
Yeah, they helped us out.
We had like two buildings before. And when I first knew them, they had like three buildings.
What is this, Oz? All of a sudden, where his bitches?
My niggas, man.
All right, Old Dirty. Go watch the Yankee game. Thank you.
There you go.
Yankees up 3-0, kid.
3-1.
3-1 now.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Mentioned the game and Mariners scored. So, hey, let's get a song out of Lynch.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Just use the beer as a slide if you don't want to really put it down enough.
There you go. You probably do.
Hell yeah. I've seen that a few times.
Yes, Outlaws.
I hear La Machine thinks I killed his child.
This is probably one of the sickest things I've heard. I don't even think it's very funny.
What?
Whoa!
Is there a story to be told?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lynch made one of those faux pas, but it was a faux pas before it happened, but in retrospect, it looks really bad.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's almost like
Reagan's Beacon show that we did a week
with
ago.
With
Jay
Moore
and
all, right?
La Machine was there. Should I even be telling the story?
You got it now, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Yo, La Machine will slap you, bro. You better be careful what you're going to say.
Well, I'm not saying his real name. I'm just saying La Machine.
Okay.
Nobody knows who he is.
Uh-oh.
But,
I don't think I should do this now.
Now you have to.
Now
you got it.
You commit.
Blame it on the beer.
Well, he was with somebody who was, with child.
Oh, man.
And I played this song, and I dedicated it to them.
Yeah.
And, I'll play you the song.
Play the song.
He got chippings on his casket.
Shut up!
I kissed you on the cheek. Good night, my love, I say. You turn to me and smile. A baby's on the way. And then you drift asleep to dream of life anew. And I lie wondering just what I should do. I could kick you in the stomach and catch you unawares. I could swear to God you accidentally fell that flight of stairs. When I tell you that I love you, I would look you in the eye as I slowly slide the up your thigh. I guess I'm not the fathering type of guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what they did to us last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't dumb out of the song.
No.
So now you play that, you dedicated it to
Lama
Sheen.
3 days later, he calls me and tells me I killed his child.
Yeah, it seems that the
what?
The
this isn't a real
woman story. Had a miscarriage.
Oh,
Lynch. Oh, yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I was just singing a song.
Hey, is it too late to get Dr. Gregory Pistone? We need comedy on this show.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
Okay, terrific.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a dark summer's night.
That will be in New York tomorrow.
All right, who else do we have to get in here that's been hanging out, getting hammered out there?
Hammered.
Did we talk to Jamaican Mike?
I want to thank everybody for the boxes of wine that were out there. It was fabulous. And I want to tell everybody I got to Philly without making one left-hand turn. I made all right-hand turns because three rights make a left. Thank you.
Rude boy slept on the bus.
Jamaican Mike, grab the microphone there.
Yes, Philly. Not for respect. Jamaican
Talk
Mike
to
is
him,
here.
Philly.
Boom shot.
Talk to him.
Boom shot.
Pick up the test, Mike.
Philly, how you feeling?
Talk to him, Philly.
Hey, you know, guys, you see across, you got Pennsylvania, Penn University.
Yes.
That's the run track and field over there.
You ran track and field?
Yeah.
Over there?
Yeah.
Penrith. Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you do, the pole vault with your junk? Being Jamaican like you are, Jamaican Mike, we know that the guys in Jamaica, girls, your American girls go down there on vacation to get some of that pole from the Jamaican guys. So, well, it's legendary.
Yeah,
like
legendary.
I said before, Jamaican Mike, he works down in the parking garage downstairs, and they hired him to jimmy the door locks with his own junk when people leave their keys in the car.
I do that a lot, man.
You do?
Yeah.
I've seen
I get paid to do that.
I've seen some veiny steam marks on the windows down there a few times.
No, that's not me. That's not me, guys.
That's great. Yeah. So, you used to run track
today.
And field over there.
Yeah.
You having a good time today?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
All right. What's going on outside the studio? It's crazy, huh?
Stephen Lynch had a concert outside. Remember, Stephen, we was ad-libbing and
you were busting out the rhymes?
They are
never going to invite us back.
I know. We took over this station.
Yeah, we
already got places to do all types of, well, I wouldn't say illegal activity, but activity that's looked down upon.
Right now, Cleveland is saying, remember we called and said we want you guys to come here for a show?
Yeah.
We're just going to put that off for a while.
Yeah, we're just
going to postpone that.
Hey, where's Tim Sabian? We should ask him how this went today. Is he still in the building, or did he give up?
I didn't curse him out. Bust,
yeah, you
what?
I cursed him.
What happened?
No, I didn't.
Someone
got busted for smoking weed. I think it was
No. Nobody ever came up to me. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
In the open.
Whoa.
You don't understand.
Whoa, coach's challenge.
What?
Coach? I didn't do anything.
You got busted?
By who?
Someone.
When?
This is what he says to the cops when they pull him over. It's the same story.
Ben, what's the story? I heard that someone got busted smoking weed. I don't know who it was. I just assumed it was you.
And what happened to that person?
Huh? John Rossi knows the story.
He's still in the building.
Who got busted? I want to know who got busted for weed.
Was it Mark?
Was it Mark? Was it Psycho Mark?
I don't.
Mark, did you get busted for smoking weed?
I am not an employee of Viacom or Infinity. Go out yourself.
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm gonna say.
I work for Fox.
Did you guys horrify Tim Sabian?
Put me up one. I did not come out here. I didn't come across two state lines to break the law.
That's all I have to say.
Right.
It reeks of weed out by the men's room. Reeks of weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right. Why don't we take a break and get Tim Sabian in here?
Let's do that and
to
see
wrap up this mess we call the Opie and Anthony Show.
Who yelled at him and what happened?
It's an investigation.
Yo, what's up? Is there a concord from New York to Philly? Because I need to call my lawyer, B.
You just settled down.
Call the hazmat team in. We'll fingerprint everybody.
You settled down, O'Dell.
All right. Why don't we take a break and we'll finish this mess. we'll do that next, okay?
Yo.
Ben, we're supposed to play some here?
There we go.
You have 30 seconds to wow me.
Whip them out. Whip them out. Whip them out.
Check this out.
I got boobs to show you.
Wow.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Anthony, Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, the fastest growing mattress store chain in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They got over 150 stores. Rockaway Bedding. Sells all the, like a market tool. All the brand new mattresses. They got, Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Butterest, Serta Perfect Sleeper at prices up to 65% below department store prices. Come see all the newest mattresses at Rockaway Bedding. They got the Simmons Butterest 2001. It's a one-sided mattress you never need to flip. And Rockaway Bedding has the latest in luxury bedding from Stearns and Foster at the lowest possible prices. Rockaway Bedding, the only major area mattress store, offers you the free steel bed frame, free delivery, free complete removal of your old mattress and box spring. You don't want that thing sitting out by the curb embarrassing you with its various bodily fluids strewn all over your mattress. They take it away. They deliver the new mattress. When you go to Rockaway Bedding, you sleep better and save money. You can go to Rockaway Bedding. They got a store near you, or call them up 1-800-TRY-A-BED. 1-800-TRY-A-BED for Rockaway Bedding.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, broadcasting live from Philly.
Yeah.
Baby.
Look how happy Tim is.
Tim Sabian, the program director down here in Philly, still very, very excited.
Absolutely. Yeah. 19 more minutes.
Now it's the countdown. Now oh, Jesus, down. Please.
And counting, yeah.
Oh, get them out of here. Oh, please. Billy, 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 Billy.
I've noticed his whole demeanor changed throughout the day, right?
Yeah.
He was so excited at 3 o'clock. He was hanging. It was like, ooh, who's coming by
well,
next?
Well, then I got stuff to do, you know?
No, no.
I've got to do something around here.
I don't think you could. You weren't able to handle it, and you had to go hide, my friend.
No,
you think?
Yeah, I had to get away for a little bit, but I had a couple of things I had to do. So
it's,
you know.
It's been a little nerve-wracking. What? Oh, Mark, you are such
it's like
a...
Mark just holding up signs behind
that is so wrong.
Head.
That is so wrong.
Psycho Mark is going to become the first person to be fired from a place he's never worked at.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, but we can start today.
He's holding up the Tim is a pussy sign.
Yeah. Mr. Sabian, did you have to leave to put on a snug jacket to match your snug slacks?
Yeah. No, he's got the happening leather jacket. Look at him.
Snug on the bottom, though.
Look at him, man.
I like this place very much.
You enjoyed the festivities today so far?
It was absolutely excellent. It was great. It was absolutely incredible.
Wasn't a little too much going on maybe outside the studio?
I thought a little more wowing was in order.
We didn't
order.
Have one girl.
Yeah, I know.
To wow us.
That's
we blew it. There was a couple girls outside.
There was some outside. Why didn't they make their way up? I think there was a security problem.
Because everyone was too distracted at all the beer that was laying around here.
Yeah, that might have been.
did you see
beer.
The girls out
there? You're not
going
to send us the beer bill, are you?
I didn't see any beer.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Did you see beer?
I saw none.
None?
No. It was soda pop.
That's insane thing.
And you didn't smell anything, right?
Nothing.
No.
Just the cleaning guys, cleaning the rugs.
Old dirty, Old Dirty was walking back by the bathrooms, and there was no scent.
Nothing.
No fog rolling in off the water.
Why
is Tim's nose getting bigger?
You guys work clean. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim, how many people are here? For the people that...
I don't know.
Can't comprehend this at home. We have at least 50 people here that are associated with our show.
The fire marshal, I think, is about 20 people allowed in this little area here.
Yeah, we got a posse.
And we've got 19.
That's something, our show has a posse.
It's the retarded posse.
Yes.
Was that pussy or posse?
Posse. Posse. A posse.
You're the pussy.
Did you enjoy him? Wow, look at Opie going off.
Oh, 18 more minutes and counting.
You know,
I don't like that type of talk, Mr. Sabian, at all.
I don't either.
You don't go for that, right?
No.
Good news, though. Jim Norton, Dr. Gregory Pistone took a look at your back.
Yes, he did. And they said it's nothing. It's just, thank God, only a cancerous lump. No, he said it was nothing.
He said it was nothing.
Out of here.
He said it was just a piece of fatty tissue.
A little bit of fatty tissue in your back, which is what you need when you're going to get laid.
Fatty tissue? Did he say it was fatty tissue?
Well, he didn't use those exact words.
Wait, I don't even get that. How can a doctor that does hair transplants diagnose whether it's cancer or not on your back when people pay thousands of dollars to be diagnosed?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's happier.
He felt my back a little. He's a short fella, and I felt good about it.
What about the other bumps?
He's a short fella.
Can he put a pistol grip on it?
What? The only thing I didn't like about
it. What is that?
I like.
Grab onto it.
The only thing I didn't like about the station. There's too many damn posters hanging around. Too many.
So you're going to take some?
Too many damn signed Black Sabbath posters hanging around. It's just redundant.
He really needs a signed Black Sabbath poster. You think
he won't
hook
give it
up?
To me, but I just wanted to say you should get rid of it somehow. Give it to
Beg a little more.
We'll see what we can do.
Nice.
So we'll see what we can do.
Hey, did we get to meet your wife, your lovely wife?
She left.
Yeah.
She's in your office.
In tears, running as fast as she can.
Thanks for ending that.
How am I supposed to explain this to our kids?
Yeah. Thanks for putting that over the edge.
Tony, Dr. Pistone checked me out for the big C, Tony. I'm fine. I don't have to go to Dr. Kennedy. It's just fatty tissue, Tony. Fatty tissue. Get Bacalada, take me to Dr. Pistone. It's fatty tissue, Tony.
He gets diagnosed during our radio show by a hair transplant doctor.
No, he does, he offered to look at it, and I'm like, no. Yeah. I knew he was going to tell me something wrong with me, and I'm like, no. And then he did it.
Did he squeeze you?
No, he moved his little fingers over it.
He moved his little fingers over it.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Just a little movement.
Who's going to do your HIV test, a chiropractor?
No.
Wow! Jeremy is horrified.
Wow.
Did that go through?
I don't know if it did, but there's enough people in here to enjoy it.
I hope that went through.
The lights just went out.
That could be the line of the year.
Wow.
I hope that went through. Well, Tim, we had fun here today.
Tim, a lot of fun.
I hope you have
thank
a station
you.
To come to tomorrow.
The cleaning bill will be huge.
I know.
I know. The drunk Laverne and Shirley, retarded Laverne and Shirley, spilling beers outside. Oh, thank God.
Hey, they haven't been on the air.
Where are they?
They haven't been on the air in 2.5 hours.
Stephen Lynch's guitar fell over. Oh, no. Hey, did Voss, did you knock it over?
Good night, Mr. Sabian.
Good night, guys.
No, you're going to the electric factory.
Absolutely.
Oh, you better. Yeah.
Bring your wife up. I want to meet her. We just want to say hi.
Rick, you're coming in empty-handed.
No, Earl took him already down to the bus.
Earl did.
Why did Earl do that?
All right, well, we got to get him to the electric factory for the festivities tonight.
Oh, they'll be loved down there, I'm sure.
This is going to be a mess at the electric factory.
What time did the festivities start down there?
8 o'clock.
Tonight, 8 o'clock?
Huh? It started yesterday.
Doors open at 7,
doors open at 7.
Oh, they go open another hour!
Brewer, Jesus. Brewer, you have a good time today?
This is great, man.
Yeah?
I'm going to go home and just tell D off. Yeah, had a good time, all right? Back off. Back
you didn't off. Have any Give trouble getting out of the house or anything, right?
No, well, this
I
is
know,
what,
this you're what married
I
and stuff.
I said, they're just like an hour away. We're South Jersey. They're right in Philly. I just want to hang.
I'll be good.
All right, well, how long are you going to be?
So, you know,
They're usually done by 7.
You're going to stay the whole time?
Oh, no. I'm not so getting like, there too late. You
know, I'm like, so I held my stance, so
yeah.
I held it. I went, yeah, I'm going to stay the whole time.
Whoa. Wow.
Nary guy.
Nary guy steps
but then
up.
You challenge me instantly. So, hey, you going to the show, right?
Right.
And I'm peeing next to him going, yo, man, I didn't know about the show, man.
Oh, come on, bro.
It's just radio.
Are you allowed to go to the show tonight?
Are you allowed? Are you allowed to?
No, man.
Should we call
She's
your wife?
She's at the in-laws. I'm a, that's more, you know, that's an alliance. Yeah. I got the whole alliance.
An alliance. God. Wouldn't you like to go?
Well, you know, it may take a long time to get the car out of the garage.
Yeah.
I'm parked right around the corner, and those guys didn't speak English.
Oh, is that it? So it might take... Oh, I got you.
It's long. There's a lot of people.
Bro, wouldn't you like to just be able to go to the show and just, like, all of a sudden you want to go, not even have to think about it, and just go?
Dude, I've been there so many times. I've been on more streets on Long Island in New York City.
I'm pussy!
But if it came down to one night and we had to challenge, I would throw any of you down. Any of
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
But the challenge has to be made.
But I don't know if my question was answered. Would you like to just
let me answer that once again? At this time in my particular life,
right?
Just say it, faggot.
Would you like to have everything you have in your relationship stay fine the way it is, but have the power to do and go wherever you want? Not banging chicks and nothing like that. You're just keeping true to your marriage, but be able to just go. I'm gonna go here, and I'll be back here.
I get it.
That's the breadwinner.
He's the married guy political speech. It's got to go, well, there are plenty of times when this...
Play what you're going to play.
Three simple words. I am gay.
No? No?
You'll see, man.
No, I saw. That's what it was. Married. I was. I saw the light. And it's very difficult to have that relationship with zero resentment towards going out and enjoying yourself as a human.
If I did not have the status of the sheep effing guy,
right?
I might give it a shot. But the minute I go, it's going to be like, yeah, it's just sheep. Man! Yo, we've been sick. It's gonna be all you guys. It's gonna be awesome. But dude, where's Norton?
But bro, I'm not even talking about the people there being the problem. I mean, wouldn't you like to have everything you have in your relationship, the wonderful child that you have,
the
beautiful wife, and all that, but at any given moment, at the drop of a hat, be able to go, I'm going here, and I will be home late.
Let's bag it, buddy. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Tim. Yeah, your wife is hiding. Come on.
You're going to pay for this show tonight.
He's a pussy.
I understand
but
that.
But that's only if I was going to have a...
a
rocking time.
How about you... how about you stop in just to say hi? Just to say hi.
Quick hi for the boys.
We're going to be the friends that you're not allowed to hang out with anymore, man.
Where's it at? Is it in walking distance?
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
It is merely a couple of blocks
it's
away.
It's only five
we'll say
blocks.
Say hello, and then we'll go.
It's really not that far.
I listen. I was supposed to go up like a while ago, and then this Lynch dude, he was up, they were bugging out, he was off like an hour, and everyone was killing. I'm sorry, so I'll be home soon.
It's 10 o'clock,
I'll call you back.
Brewer looking at his watch.
Sweet, merciful crap!
What are you, gay?
She'll understand, right?
Mrs. Brewer,
dude,
when he gets home.
What
the hell were you thinking?
No. She asked me because... No, man.
Look, I don't want to hang out, man.
Oh, it's killing him.
There's not enough weed, and I don't drink. I get headaches and crap.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
I understand.
But it's nothing, you know.
Hey, I get you.
You know the deal.
Of course.
How about a nice bucket of AIDS?
All right.
Thank you, Norton, for not saying a word.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, Norton clammed up.
I pushed a couple buttons. That's about it.
He knows him.
Yeah. All right.
Right. Jim's got to go home.
You guys.
Jim's got to go home. That's okay.
F you.
Here's
I'm a proud one.
Here's Jim
I'm
Brewer.
I'm going on a march tomorrow. I want all married men that know what I'm dealing with right now. There, you faggots. Back to you.
Here's Jim Brewer after he's spent the whole night with us and our crew, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
He went home. He gets kicked out of his house, and he ends up at our doorstep.
I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go. I got nothing else.
F you, faggots.
That's cool.
Jim talking to the lovely Mrs. Brewer when he finally gets home.
But I just wanted to...
Quiet.
But I was just out...
Quiet.
But I just wanted to hang...
Quiet.
But I just wanted to hang up...
Shut up! Shut up! It's worth the wrath here.
I understand.
The wrath that you would come home.
I understand, see? All right, finally.
All you callers calling up, Brewer, you faggot. Nice vagina, Long Island. You're a faggot. Talk to your guy and have a little surgery. Put a vagina on, Brewer. You ain't nobody.
And we got to thank Brewer for stopping by and representing today.
Hell yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Showing the support in Philly.
Jim
you
Brewer.
You couldn't tell them that I'm pregnant? Baby
You're
soon.
A girl.
You couldn't tell them that? Hun, I'm really angry with you. F you, I'll take this any day.
play that sad walking away song from The Incredible Hulk.
There you go, Brewer.
I was at my mother's house. In front of my grandmother, and you're talking about doing mescaline on the radio? I said I was 18. It doesn't matter. You said you did mescaline. We already tried with that damn movie Half-Baked. It scarred everybody. You look like that. Jesus Christ. Everyone, I can't do this. I'm pregnant, and you bow down to a bunch of them? What did they do? You think they're going to do the same thing? You think they're going to be behind you when I leave you? With our child? Steve Lynch singing his little song about sticking wires up there? What did you say to him? What did you say to him? Did you look him in the eye and tell me he was sane? Did you laugh? Because he wasn't funny. I didn't think it wasn't funny. I think he's an a-hole. And when I see him, I'm going to let him know. And what'd you do? I hear you in the back. Laughing like an idiot. I'm very upset with you.
Yeah.
How was the band from Australia? Were they great?
Alabama.
Everything out. Australia. I'm glad. You enjoy your life because... And tell Opie and Anthony to be there with them. And tell that retarded whore that it's just so crap and I hate them all. And I'm very upset with Opie. I expected better.
Jim Brewer, everyone.
Jim Brewer. Walking away.
And we got to get the hell out of here.
We're getting late.
We got to do another show at the Electric Factory now.
Yes.
This whole mess is...
The party continues.
It's going five blocks away from right here, and we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Dude, you guys are awesome.
Brewer,
thank you, Brewer.
Thanks for letting me hang.
No
Norton.
Problem, bro.
Tim Sabian, thank you very much
Tim,
for having us.
Thank you for letting us wreck your home.
I want to thank the entire staff of WYSP. They treated us like kings today, and we greatly appreciate that, all right?
Bravo.
All right.
You're very welcome.
Guys, I hope to sound like something today. We'll be back in New York tomorrow, and we're going to be hurting.
Yeah.
We'll have some stories to tell you, I'm sure, all right? So we're out of here, and what? Oh, all right. Stars and Stripes Bikini Contest, courtesy of www.designhers.com. We got $1,000 cash to give away to the lady with the best Stars and Stripe bikini tonight, okay? All right. We'll see you in a little bit at the Electric Factory here in Philly.
Break it down.
Please wow.
He loves seeing boobs.
Please wow.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody can run around the street. Get clothes off.
rip them out Wednesday.
A brilliant idea. Swing.
There's the cure for cancer.
Your ignorance.
Yes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.